mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very important broadcast lined up for you today. We're going to get Phil Berg to pop in later. Bob Chapman, Webster Tarpley, and a few others for quick reports. Like I just thought to tell Trey, I want to get Mike Rivero on the election, all the things that are happening, to pop in briefly as well. But we'll also take a lot of your phone calls on this live Friday edition, already the 24th day of October 2008, 4 hours layout before us. Market in a tailspin. Reuters, Wall Street joined a global stock market rout on Friday that kicked off in Japan, led to Russia, where Russia suspended trading and sent oil and other commodities tumbling on fears of deep worldwide recession. U.S. stock indexes fell 5% in early trade. News that Britain's economy contracted in the third quarter deepened fears of a worldwide recession born of the worst financial crisis in 80 years. And the U.S. stock market has been all over the map, down as much as 400 points, and we're watching that for you throughout the day here. We'll be announcing what the stock market is up to, because if it continues to drop at this rate, things are not going to be pretty. It dropped 400 plus points. It went back up a bit, and right now only being down 301 points, but is dropping yet again. And of course, total 1 year and 1 week ago, the stock market was at 14,000. Now at 8,389, and dropping. The safe money is that the stock market will settle out at 7,500 for the next year or two, and then go ahead and finally plunge down to just a couple thousand points. Then the elite will go in, buy it all up with the banker bailout money that they've been pumping into themselves and freezing liquidity to the rest of the population, Main Street and corporations. So we'll be going over that. Chrysler to cut 25% of its salary workforce. 25%, bye-bye. Meanwhile, the London Telegraph reports, demand for gold soars as price tumbles. It's very hard to even get a hold of gold, and when you can find gold coins and bars, it's a huge premium. Most gold brokers are sold out. Most silver brokers are sold out. You can go around different gold sites, different gold companies, and a lot of them say, sold out for weeks, sold out for the last month, hoping to get more. The mints of the West, the U.S., Canada, Germany, Australia, they by law have to buy it at spot. You know, they're not allowed to pay premiums for what they then turn into bullion, so they have to suspend all their contracts the last few months, and they don't have gold coins for you because the imaginary paper number of $750, $800 as it goes back and forth. I mean, this is admitted manipulation. Admitted manipulation. And the people that can get gold are buying it for $900. You know, when it was $900 a few weeks ago, they were getting it for $1,000. Just total and complete admitted manipulation. Even the mainstream media is being forced to admit it is totally manipulated, as people that were in the commodities dump everything they've got. Liquidation, 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 liquidation. So we have a depression happening in the real economy. Simultaneously, we have hyperinflation overlaying that. And so people are liquidating everything, so they also can't find gold. I mean, that's how supply and demand works. You can't find it. There's huge demand for it. It explodes in price. But in this manipulated system, it doesn't work like that. But they can't continue this forever. This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's just some of the news. I got a bunch of election news, a ton of other world news. Very important radio broadcast lined up for you on this Friday edition. Stay with us. The websites are prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, Infowars.net.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've got an important broadcast note. We'll put a little post on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and also add it to the Listen Live page. And I would like to be able to offer more phone lines for people to dial into and listen. But all we can afford is 180. By the way, that's going to cost $2,000 a month, and that's a pretty cheap rate. It cost a couple thousand dollars for the phone cards down at the phone company to be able to do this here in Austin, Texas. And we are not made out of money. I mean, I just take the amounts of money that come in here from the PrisonPlanet.tv members, from the advertisers, from the video and book sales, and we take that, we put it right back into the staff, right back into better computers, better cameras, better office. We're building two studios right now. That's going very well. And when it's all done in the next month, I'm going to give you an online tour with a video camera. I'm going to walk around the office, the new office, and show everybody what we've done and what we've done with the Money Bomb money as well. This phone line system is not Money Bomb money, but $250,000 we raised in one day, thanks to a listener coming up with the idea to do it. That's going into the studios, into the camera upgrades, computer upgrades. And, you know, we shopped around. We try to do this as inexpensively as possible, but still so everything will look really good and sound really good. So big upgrades to the sound of the radio show, upgrades, TV show. But I won't just be doing the once-a-week TV show that'll be on Dish or the other systems. I'm also shopping around some different cable systems and packages. We'll also be doing live reports
you know, in the TV show format for the PrisonPlanet.tv folks, and then that, of course, is ripped all over the web, which we love. It'll be in high quality for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. So we're working on a lot of things right now, trying to up our game in the resistance to the New World Order any way we can. Now, why is 180 phone lines important? I mean, one AM or FM affiliate, like we have the ratings just from KLBJ 590 off the Arbitron, and just in that 2 hours listening, it's conservatively about 100,000 people that tune in every 15 minutes, and it's well over 500,000 people that tune in, not just with the Austin book, but surrounding books where KLBJ from Dallas and San Antonio shows up in the book. We're talking about over 500,000 people that tune in on that one affiliate. Then we have other affiliates that are in large cities as well. You're talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of listeners, millions total on AM and FM, hundreds of thousands conservatively on WWCR, the biggest and longest continually operating, you know, private global shortwave in the United States, 100,000 watts that we're on, what is it now, 11 hours a day, live for 4 hours, then it rebroadcast several times. That's the last time I checked they had us on that much. And then the Internet, number one on Shoutcast for radio talk show. There's some music that's above us. You can go look at their rating section, their stats, their raw stats section there. And that's not even counting our over 100,000 a day downloading the free podcast at Infowars.com. And, of course, there are the window streams we have. That about 3,000 people are tuned in on any one time on those. Tens of thousands over the 4 hours. The average time listening on there is about 45 minutes. We've looked. We've got all those stats. So that, you know, that builds. And then all the other people that are refeeding and streaming, and then the people that put it on YouTube. I mean, it's incalculable. Put the audio on YouTube and put video to it. I'm giving you, the listeners, a report on just how many people we're reaching and the effectiveness of it, and how blessed we are to have this platform, and how humbled I am, and how fast it's growing. That said, it sounds insignificant to say we've added 180 phone lines. But I've talked to other people on other radio networks and places that have done this. That's how radio was born in Europe. When it was first called radio, before Marconi and others invented it, radio was for the elite when telephones just became popular, turn of the last century. And so governments, companies, corporations, and the wealthy would dial in to a newsroom with live newsreaders reading the newspapers from around the world and reading telegraph wires coming in live about what was happening. And so that was only for the elite then, and then they developed wireless radio. But the original term radio was from people who would dial into a central switchboard right when telephones were just being put in Europe, and to some degree in the United States. And there were different channels you could dial into to get different news reports. But that was completely annihilated by the advent of wireless, which, of course, is great. But the 180 lines, that is for micro FMs. That is for people who don't have a computer. That is for... Well, just a lot of people try to call in on the show just to listen. If they don't have an AM or FM, or shortwave's not coming in good, or they don't have a computer. Tens of thousands, with other people I've talked to that have done this, who've just had, you know, 30, 40 lines, tens of thousands tune in over a month on it, and it's been very, very popular. And so we hope to be able to pay for this with a sponsor. After the first month, we can show sponsors, look, you know, 20,000, 30,000, whatever it's going to be, tune in. You know, dial in to this line, and here's how long they listen, so we can pay for that. And if it works, if we can pay for it, I'll expand the thing to thousands of lines, because There are attempts to regulate and shut down the internet. I mean, now the British government, the German government, the Australian government, the U.S. government, they're now openly announcing they want to restrict and shut down the web and, quote, give you free taxpayer paid for. It's not free. National wireless internet that'll basically knock out most of their competition, but then Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and thousands of other alternative sites, they've stated, quote, alternative news will not be on there. And in Europe and in England, where the government is providing a lot of free wireless, we are blocked, and we've done reports on that. And there's a lot of other ways they're censoring. We've gone over those different issues in videos and radio shows that we've done, but it's really happening. So we have all these different legs in the fight. You know, picture this operation as a table, and we want to be stable. We have the AM and FM. We have shortwave. We have internet. We have satellite. We have the people that take the radio show and put it on BitTorrents and put it on file sharing networks and then post it on YouTube and Blip TV and all these other sites. And it's having an incalculable effect. It's huge. But this is just one more little leg that we just grew today and set down on the floor. And we intend to beef it up until it's a mighty oak. So let me give you the number. Again, we're going to put this in the Listen Live area on Infowars.com, the Listen page on PrisonPlanet.com, the phone number. And, again, I'm sure it will a lot of days start maxing out. And if we're able to fund it, I mean, I'll keep it even if it – I'll keep the 180 lines even if we don't get a sponsor, and I'll just eat the $2,000 a month. You know, that's my mission here. But if we get sponsors, we will and it starts going to capacity and then over – we will beef it up. Here is the number, 512-646-5000. 512-646-5000. And yes, it can't be toll-free. I happen to know that Ted Anderson's toll-free bill, just at Genesis, just for you to be able to call in toll-free, some months has been above $15,000. And when I found that out a few years ago, I said, well, I'm going to stop just having people sit on hold for hours. We'll only open the phones up at certain times. And then take calls. And that actually saved Ted, because my show gets a lot of the calls, thousands of dollars a month. I don't like wasting money. It was a time about 5 years ago, Ted almost had to get rid of the 1-800 lines because he couldn't afford it. I mean, this is expensive to do radio. It's expensive to do everything we're doing. The technology has made it a little less expensive, but, you know, we're victims of our own success. I got two of my IT guys out there right now. How much would you say just the 100,000 a day, 6 days a week, downloading the podcast, you'd give me a number? Didn't you tell me it's about $4,000 a month just for that? $4,000 a month. And again, I'm not complaining. I'm happy. I'm just saying that's where your funds, your support goes, is to, I mean, it may be free to everybody out there, but it's sure not free for me. And it kind of gets scary. I'm like, this thing is growing. But are we getting every week now about 3,000 or 4,000 more people on the podcast? Isn't that about our growth rate? We had a meeting a couple weeks ago. Yeah. 3,000 or 4,000 new people a week. That sucker in another year is going to be over 200,000 a day and then exponential. I mean, it's exponential. Just on the free podcast. And we got to pay to send those streams out too. And Shoutcast has the stats just tracking our visible streams. It's only about half of them. In fact, I should go pull that up in stats at Shoutcast, but it shows just millions and millions and millions. I think last time I checked, it was like 4 million plus, and I saw a 13 million number in there too. Every month, people tuning in just to the streams. Now, granted, that's a couple million people, you know, doing it over and over again, but the point is the growth curve is straight up, so praise God. Praise God for that. And as they say, for all you atheists out there, there are no atheists in foxholes. And I'm in a foxhole, baby. I need God, and I know, and I need those prayers. And I don't want to say I greedily ask for your prayers, but I certainly covet those. I know covetousness is not good, but I appreciate them and I want them. You know, there is more in heaven and earth than what your eyes see. Was that in Hamlet, to paraphrase? There are more things. More things. I mean, look at what science has shown us, what we didn't know. And I call on divine providence to shelter us through these waters, because the enemy is howling with anger. The threats are pouring like water over Niagara Falls. The operations against us are great, but the persecution is a blessing. because it lets us know that we are on the side of good and evil doesn't like it. Worldwide financial news and a lot more straight ahead.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
But just to make the point clear, they're trying to restrict the web, radio, media. And imagine if we got up to a couple thousand people listening just on phone lines. That could be another way for people to record it, make CDs of it, make tapes of it, give it to folks. I mean, that's how the Patriot Movement 20 years ago, 18 years ago, 15 years ago, with fax machines and phone lines, stopped a whole bunch of gun banning legislation, UN takeover legislation, biological diversity legislation to destroy people's private property rights. So we're going back to low-tech while we expand our high-tech. We're hitting them on every front, ladies and gentlemen. The number to call, if you got unlimited long distance, it's free for you. 512-646-5000, 512-646-5000, the new listen line. We need your help getting the word out to folks that don't have computers and ways to listen, because by its very nature, they can't hear right now on the internet, the satellite. They can't hear on the shortwave and AM and FM dial, but that's another way for them to listen. Okay, markets are again plunging right now, over 400 points earlier in the day. It is down right now 300 points and some change, 327 points. It's dropped 27 points in the last 15 minutes while we've been here talking. So on its way back down again, and CNBC asked the question, what is behind the sell-off? Panic is turning into despair. What's behind the sell-off? Panic is turning to despair. After beginning in a panic mode the past few weeks, investors are now wallowing in despair. Stock markets tumbled around the world Friday as investors moved to liquidate risky positions, mounting evidence of a global recession, born of the worst financial crisis in 80 years, kept most markets volatile. And who caused all this? The private inner group of central banks that control government policy in the Western world had regulations changed that they openly lobbied for, chief among them, the main lobbyist, Henry Paulson, Goldman Sachs, to change the rules so they could take junk, bad loans, and package them as gold stocks, basically. And they sold them. And then they tell you it has to do with subprime mortgages? It isn't the bad loans of the people of the houses, it's that they sold the securities, and that's only part of it, the credit cards, the business loans, the car loans, the corporate loans, the government loans, and all these counties and cities and water districts and school districts and police unions and fire unions. They took your money and they invested in this. Let me explain something. Over 60% of the money we pay in taxes is invested. You have these quasi-private water districts, all of them, power districts, and they take your money. And the cities do this. And they invest it in the global stock market. They invest it in derivatives. They invest it in mortgages. And you say, well, that's good. That's for my pension fund. No, no, no. That's off pension fund. Budget money is put into the pension fund. It's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. And what they do, since 1947, the Pentagon was one of the first groups to do it. They had tens of trillions in the funds. And now, in the last congressional testimony we saw, over $4 trillion has been sucked out in the last 10 years. And they say, we won't say even where it is. And that's when the market was good. And see, now they're just saying all that money's disappearing. It's gone. No, it's not. I told you 2 years before Enron imploded that it was a drug-running, money-laundering offshore front, because we have the sources, Greg Palast and others, that it was an offshore front that they were taking the investments of the money and the double and triple charging people for power, and they were taking it out the back door and putting it into their own private corporations and investments that these private individuals running it owned. And then when they blew out Enron, they told the employees, they told the stockholders, they told the pensioners, oh, everything's gone. There's no money. Sorry, your pension's gone. By the way, Argentina announced last night they're raiding the state and government pensions. Argentina's run by the very same bankers, and they're even going after private pensions. That's right. So let me just tell you, go ahead and knock our heads together, cops. Feel like you're part of the winning team. They're going to take your mommy, your daddy, and your granny's pension, and they're going to take your pension, too. And you're going to get down there, and you're going to lick their boots and thank them, because all you love is that black uniform.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Yeah, they set up the national security state in 1947. The government went underground under continuity of government. They started the Chicago 1313 model because Chicago was mafia run for more than five decades before that. They'd already started it back in the 30s. Their model, take the city revenue, set up a double set of books, and then conduit the money into a select private, predominantly offshore corporations. And in 1947, they went nationwide with it. And for more than 60 years now, they have been taking your toll road money, your parking ticket money, your local taxes, sales taxes you pay, property taxes, state income taxes, and they've been taking, on average, more than 60% of it. The rest went to the budget. And they always showed you the budget and had debates. Oh, look, the budget, we don't have enough, we got to raise taxes. Oh, we can't fix the police cars, we can't put new radios in the fire trucks. Oh, we can't fix potholes. Oh, we need to have this bond package. Oh, we need to have a new tax. And they took it and they put it into the corporations, and that's how they got even more power. It wasn't enough for the private group of banks to issue the liquidity and the currency through the treasury they control, the private Federal Reserve. No. They were going to take your tax money. I don't know what's given them greater power, the banking fractional reserve scam. I know that's the root of their power, but the evidence shows that this comprehensive annual financial report business, and don't roll your eyes out there, Everything we talk about here is true. Everything we discuss on this show is easily verifiable by anyone who wants to look. And do I make mistakes? Absolutely. But I am attempting to tell the truth. I'm telling the truth as best I know it. Here's an example. I did a review Monday or Tuesday of W, and I just kind of wrote a few notes after I saw it at home and ham-fistedly covered it, and I falsely said that Oliver Stone made Flight 93. I know he didn't make that. I know he made the Towers movie, but the point is that was propaganda too. So that's the kind of mistakes I make on the fly, like anybody would talking 4 hours a day on the radio or more. But the bottom line is we are attempting to tell you the truth. We are here giving you the information. We are here exposing what the New World Order is up to. All right, let me just run through the news here. Huge stack of important news, and then I'm going to open the phones up. We'll just open them up right now. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're only like 11 days, 12 days out from the election. So much happening, so much going on. And look, I know a lot of police and government people are just trying to do their job, trying to help people, but the system itself is corrupt. And I have had, over the years, a lot of government people particularly laugh at me about things. And you're laughing at your own destruction, so that's why I talked about police licking the boots of the system while the system destroys their future. And make no mistake, all of us are in this together. That's the point I'm making. We are in this together, and that's why I don't crave physical rioting, combat, you know, fighting the New World Order and martial law. I want to stop that. I want to expose it before we get to that. Markets in tailspin. Again, the stock market is down massively right now. Stock markets worldwide. Stock markets tumbled around the world today as investors moved to liquefy risky positions, mounting evidence of a global recession born of the worst financial crisis in 80 years, kept most markets volatile. U.S. stock indexes fell around 4%, though not as much as feared earlier in the day when futures hit their limit down. European stocks tumbled 6.5%, and Japan's Nikkei plunged 9.6%. The dollar surged to fresh two-year peaks versus the basket of currencies as dismal economic data from Europe heightens fear of recession. Now, let me explain what's happening there. I would love nothing more than to have the dollar actually strengthening, because hyperinflation will destroy our future. It is a harbinger of pain and suffering and poverty. It destroys savings. It destroys people's futures. It destroys families. It destroys institutions, companies, jobs, infrastructure. But what you have here, and what the bankers have said they're doing, is worldwide they are already controlling the dominant currencies of the planet, and they are bringing them down together. That's why they're saying they want a new global order. That's not me saying it. It's mainstream news. There's like five articles I saw today, or more. They are setting up a global order by a private central group of banks, and then they are going to have controlled worldwide inflation. And so the dollar lost over 60% of its value against the euro in the last 8 years. And then it would gain a penny back, and then it would lose 2 pennies. And it would gain 3 pennies back and lose 5 pennies. Back and forth, back and forth. But overall, going straight down. Now, what started happening 3 weeks ago? British sterling. The euro zone. The yen, the yuan. Currencies worldwide. The ruble. The dinar. On and on and on. They began to free fall. And so what happened is they plunged, and so when you put the two indexes of the dollar next to them, because they've dropped in value, they're showing you the dollar, quote, gaining a few pennies back, but only in an index of other currencies. Overall, all the currencies are losing purchasing power and fast. That is inflation. That is a currency devaluation the very bedrock core of inflation. And so despite the fact that we already have hyperinflation, above 15% and growing, mainline analysts say 20 to 30% by next year, definitely by 2010, in a year and a few months, only a year and a few months away from 2010. Unbelievable. They are depressing the real economy, shutting off liquidity, credit. The economy is grinding to a halt worldwide. Well, they go, we're bailing you out, we're bailing you out, we're fixing it, amassing trillions into a select group of global banks. So they'll be flush with cash as everything implodes, so they can consolidate. And so they can then say, oh, we got to have a global government, global regulation to stop this ever happening again, when they're the ones that did it. It's unbelievable. It is absolutely incredible to see this happening. And so for a time, the depression, the massive contraction in the real economy, Main Street, farms, ranches, businesses, restaurants, car dealers, local small factories, that is in free fall. And so the fact that there isn't as much demand will take a little bit of the edge off of the hyperinflation, but only for the next year, maybe even less. I mean, milk was $2, it's $5. Eggs were 30 cents, now they're $3. And you're already seeing that, real inflation. But it is just going to intensify and intensify. Chrysler to cut 25% of salaried workforce, and I've got a lot of other really serious financial news here. GM intensifies talks of buyout to buy Chrysler car operations. U.S. home sales rise 5.5%. Treasuries par gains as stock sell-off ease. Dollar-yen rally on global stock sell-off. Oil below $65 a barrel. OPEC cut fails to halt slide. Some need to sell and get out of the way. GE to test Fed's commercial paper funding facility. So they're behaving as a financial institution, now a bank. Cumberland Advisors is saying that they believe this is a peak of liquidation we've reached. They said that a month ago. They said that 6 months ago. They said that a year ago. And now you have the helter-skelter, upside-down world of gold and silver demand at record highs. It's sold out in the majority of the nations of the world. Mints can't even get it to make new coins. Shutting down everywhere. They're talking about shutting down for years. But in paper, gold's plunging. Total manipulation. In the election, the IBD editorials has done a report on the most accurate poll from the 2004 election. And that more accurate poll, IBD/TIP tracking poll with 11 days left, finds a 44.8 for Barack Obama and John McCain at 43.7. So we're talking about a 1.1 point lead for Barack Obama. With the polling agency that was the most accurate in the last election, but because of all the election fraud, don't confuse that with voter fraud. That goes on too, but that's a smaller problem, according to all the experts we've talked to and historically. That's retail. It's more sporadic. You know, stealing it centralized in the machines, that's the key. But the media's got you all focused on Acorn, which I think is important to look at. And obviously, it's fraud and a lot of chicanery and skullduggery and sneakiness going on there. But you know, look at this hand, look at this hand. Don't look at that hand while I actually smack you with it. In the Northeast, Obama's got 51% to McCain's 33%. In the Midwest, it's 45% for Obama. So in the Northeast, Obama's got a huge lead of 51 to 33. In the Midwest, he's 45 to 41 leading. So he's winning in the Midwest, Obama is. In the South, he's losing. In the South, Obama gets 40%. and McCain is 51. In the West, it's 47 Obama, 44 McCain. Urban is 61% Obama, 28% McCain. Suburban is 31% Obama, 57% McCain. So opposite numbers. Basically, you can superimpose them, you can switch them. Urban versus suburban. In rural, 31% are for Obama, 57% for McCain. People 18 to 24, 24% for Obama, or 74%. Wow, the young people don't like Obama. 22% for Obama, 74% for McCain. 25 to 44, the trendies, 47% for Obama, 45% for McCain. Very interesting numbers here. 45 to 64, 49% for Obama. So 45 to 64, they like Obama. That's the hippies. 49% for Obama, 36% for McCain. In males, 41% Obama, 49% McCain. In parents, 45% Obama, 43% McCain. Under 30s, 48% Obama, 42% McCain. Democrats, 84% for Obama, 8% for McCain. Republicans, 5% or for Obama, 86% for McCain. So stronger partisanship there by 2 points. Independent or other, 44% if they had to choose. That's a key swing vote right there, if you can trust the election. 44% for Obama, 5% above, 5% lead in independents, above McCain at 39%. Investors, 43%. Self-described investors, 43% for McCain. 43% for Obama, 46% for McCain. So investors favor McCain by 3 points. Single women, 55% for Obama, 30% for McCain. Married women, 45% for Obama, 44% for McCain. High schoolers, 45% Obama, 40% McCain. Some college, it's community college, 39% for Obama, 51% for McCain. College degree, 47% for Obama, 41% for McCain. Conservative, 21% for Obama, 69% for McCain. Moderate, 57% for Obama, 29% for McCain. Liberal, 87% for Obama, 7% for McCain. Upper middle income, 52% for Obama, 38% for McCain. Middle class, 43% for Obama, 48% for McCain. Working people, self-described working, 44% for Obama, 41% for McCain. Lower income, 63% for Obama, 26% for McCain. Protestant, 38% for Obama, 51% for McCain. Catholic, 39% for Obama, 48% for McCain. Other Christian groups, 40% for Obama, 49% for McCain. Jewish, 57% for Obama, 17% for McCain. Interesting independent number on that. This is the highest level I've seen for independents. 27% of Jews say they're independent. That's the largest group here I see of any group. I've been ignoring independent. But Jewish, 57% for Obama, 17% for McCain, 25% independent. A lot of that's Nader. Other, 55% for Obama, 36% for McCain. And atheist or none, agnostics, 77% for Obama, 13% for McCain, 10% independents. Union household, 59% for Obama, 29% for McCain. Non-union, 43% for Obama, 46% for McCain. Displays flag, 36% for Obama, 51% for McCain. Does not display flag, 63% for Obama, 28% for McCain. It goes on and on. That's up on Infowars.com. I'm kind of mindless, but you know, it's interesting to go over it. We haven't been getting into the campaign as much, but we're down here in the last stretch, so we're gearing up to chronicle all the election fraud that's going on, everything. You'll be able to hear that here as we talk about election integrity. Speaking of that, I've been watching more TV than I normally do, just tracking their propaganda. And on MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, Fox, it's tracking election integrity, keeping elections fair and safe. Now, call us if you know of any election fraud. They did that last election, and they basically whitewashed it and it lets them know what to cover up. It is the mainstream media, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, AP, that going back to 63 when the globalists killed Kennedy, they then took over elections and the states and counties would announce one thing, but in New York, voter news services would announce the fraudulent numbers, and you go back to every election, there's evidence of massive fraud by VNS. And so to have them, quote, watching it, that is the fox guarding the proverbial henhouse. Democrat Bingaman tells Station he will reimpose the fairness doctrine to shut down free speech. Principal censors 9/11 Truth yearbook photo. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura to host anti-war pro-peace event. That's up on InfoWars.com. Police investigate a story of potentially political attack by an Obama supporter.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Well, the union is a big business man, and it's going down as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
Later, I want to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. International Iranian TV wants me on for an hour. Coming up in about an hour and a half. I just can't do it. The radio show comes first, but that does reach millions of people. They want to do a phoner, though, not a satellite TV interview. Maybe we could simulcast that. Maybe I could dial them here and move one of the guests. and then just skip all the breaks. I mean, the network would play the breaks. It would just cut over me. And we could do, you know, that actually sounds interesting. Will you go drag Trey in here for me? Because we just told him no. Maybe we should tell him yes. Because that would make for really informative, interesting radio. I just don't know if they want to do that. You know, the way to pose it to them is Alex will be doing his live radio show, and you can just interview him while he's on the radio. You want to tell them that I'd be happy to explain to them that I'm on the air, but a lot of times we do simulcast. I'm explaining, I'm on the radio. You know, I'm sure they know that Fox and CNN and all them do that, too, where they cut to radio host. And I can and tell them I have breaks, but I can just go on the phone system here. Except that we're using the phone system. Well, you can do it over the computer, can't you, in there? Have them call that computer system in there instead. And then just make sure we have the backup number in case that computer system, it drops sometimes. And I mean, because if it's posed as, oh, we'll simulcast, they may have to go to higher ups. Just explain, Alex is doing his show, but, you know, he does a lot of simulcast where it would be Alex on air being interviewed by your guys, and then we would just pause and listen to what you have to say. We can kill two birds with one stone. If they don't want to do it, just tell them I'm always available after 3. And we've nailed down my coverage on Russian TV coming up on Election Day, right? That's nailed down now? Triple confirm. I know you've been out the last few days. Okay, fantastic. We just have to multitask. We do everything right here on the air. It's total transparency, ladies and gentlemen. I thought about us doing reality TV with just live webcams here in the office at all times. I bet that'd be crazy. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence. But I bet that goes better left unsaid.
Butchered that, didn't I? Because I'm the king of that. Okay, here's all the other crazy news I have in front of me. And we're going to get to this after I take a bunch of calls. Pentagon warns of... I had a Freudian slip there. See, I'm trying to warn you. Pentagon wants pack of robots to detect non-cooperative humans. That's a quote. And they've got all these big bids out for surveillance robots on all terrain to basically go in and surveil the public. And they also have weapon systems. They used them in a laboratory test, live-action laboratory in Fallujah, swords going around killing people. And every time I talk about this, people take YouTube clips and make fun of me and say, look, he's making up combat robots now. He's insane. Look, I'm just covering mainstream news here. I mean, you're sickening denial, some of you out there, has just reached biblical proportions. And then people are on my comment page where Steve Watson wrote the story, but it's posted up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and the comments are like, look at those wimpy things. I'd blow them away. I don't care if they deploy these. Yeah, people laughed at biplanes, too, in World War I until they saw what they could do. The point is they're developing this, and it's developing very fast, and they're admitting they're to be deployed against the American people. And then they can be given central orders and will carry out crimes, whereas troops may not do that. You see, they face scan you, and then they kill you deader than a hammer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Trey's finding out if they want to do it. International Iranian TV, it's on worldwide, wanted me on in an hour, and I told them I couldn't do it. But I'll do a simulcast with them. But Trey, you know what? I don't think I made it clear to Trey. Will you come in here? You need to explain to them that I'll be interviewed by them. I'll give them the floor. Just explain the interview will be simulcast on my radio show. That's the way to put it, and then they'll want to do it. If it's put that it'll be some two-way interview, they're not going to do it because it's their big nightly news program over there. Oh, I'll just figure it out during the break. It doesn't matter. I want to go to your phone calls. I've got Pentagon wants pack of robots to detect non-cooperative humans. U.S. military chief says NATO to defend Baltics in any military attack. So that means the globalists will have Baltic states attack the Russians, and the Russians defend themselves. NATO's going to attack them, and that's their public policy already. But that's from Voice of America News, right from Banker Sam himself. Right from the foreign offshore banks that own us to the military and run us to the military. Also, there's a story Obama's use of hidden hypnosis techniques in his speeches, and people are in here making fun of it on Infowars.com, saying there's no such thing. Corporate chiefs and high-level politicians are sent to seminars to learn different NLP techniques and things. And they have TV shows in the U.S. and England about this. It really works on the weak-minded. Because the public's already been hypnotized by television, has already been trained through media, and there's more and more of this. I mean, I know they're doing NLP now on Fox News, because TV's much more hypnotizing than it was a few years ago, even with myself. I mean, I have to consciously fight with the info babe smiling and, you know, giving all the mammalian responses of sexual desire, with all the flashing TV screens behind him and the subliminals and the strobing. By the way, and on BBC now, they announce at the start of programs and admit, this program has subliminals and strobing. This program has strobing. This program, you know, they even admit it over there and let you know because they got some laws passed, but not here. And you try to tell the public that. An example was last fall, my uncle was in town, and he's not a big TV head, but he wanted to watch college ball. So we were watching college football. And I kept saying, don't you see that subliminal? That's not even subliminal. It's up there for a third of a second. It's up there for about almost half a second. He goes, no, I don't see it. And like for like an hour, I'm going, watch. Every time they cut back from a commercial, 2 seconds later, they flash up that Miller Lite ad. And they flash up the Chevy ad. And he's like, I don't see it. And I said, stay conscious. And I had to time it out. I go, it's coming up every 2 or 3 minutes on average. And then we timed out exactly how many minutes it was coming up. I forget. I think it was like 4 minutes or something. And then I said, okay, here it comes. Stay conscious. Focus. And he went, oh, my God, there it was. I read it. And I was like, yes. I mean, they've got us so bad now that the subliminals are even more obvious. And he said, that's it. I'm not watching any TV anymore. And he hadn't watched football since. I mean, folks, you're just being bombarded. You're being bombarded, attacked constantly. And, I mean, please understand it's taught in college now. Please understand it's taught in high-level marketing. I mean, your local station or your mom and pop, they're not doing it. But the big nationals are. And it is everywhere. And knowing is half the battle. But, I've been following the financial stuff a lot more. Most mornings I jog on the treadmill for 30 minutes to an hour. And I've been watching it. And if you watch the mannerisms, especially on those Fox morning shows, they'll cut from the girl to the guy. And you know, the guy is showing, all of the mammalian, you know, classic psychological traits of sexual desire for women, being cute, blinking their eyes, being funny, smiling, blushing. Come back to the girl. They'll be talking about, plane crashes or anything horrible, but it's still, she's there to get the men enticed. He's there to get the women enticed. And then meanwhile, there's all the other subliminals and flashing and screens to shut your thinking process off. Scrolls on the bottom. The blue mist, and I will catch myself literally smiling back at them, literally going under their control.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going straight to your calls right now, then I'm going to get into all this other news. Like Argentina to raid pension funds in desperate search for cash. They just hate it, but the army is standing by, just like they're here in America. We're taking your pensions, we're the government. Everything's all right. And you're like, it's a third world country. Argentina was wealthier than the United States in the last 100 years. It was at U.S. parity, and the bankers did the same thing there in 2000 they're doing here. And the country went from first world to complete third world overnight. And it's all being done by the very same people. And if you don't like it, the army's here. Okay? They're here to get the pension fund. The army will guard while their fathers and mothers' pension funds are taken. That's how it works. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing now?
Good, sir.
I spoke to you yesterday as well when you had Robert Grodin on the phone. I got to tell you about everything that's going on. Not only are you absolutely right, and it's as transparent as can be. I mean, these people are hiding in plain sight, and when it comes down to it, we have to take control of the money in this country. And the biggest problem, as you said, there's a lot of cowards out there, and what these people really want to do to us is basically make us a bunch of Danny Bottaducci's that walk around and are complete morons and don't know what's going on in the world.
And yeah, a bunch of trendy know-it-alls, cowardly, licking any black uniform they see.
And I'm going to tell you one thing that's when the revolution cataclysm was in Russia with the czars, the thing that they've used to get control in this country is what we as revolutionists need to do. We must put the revolution before anything, before our parents, before our children, before our wives. The death to the New World Order should be the only thing more important than our own lives than anything else. And you know what? The traitors in this country, the media, the government, if we can't get them in this life, then we'll get their kids, we'll get their grandkids. And the whole point of the matter is we will win. Just like they want a New World Order, we got to love our revolution just as much as they love theirs. And I guarantee you they will not win. And there's many people out there that feel like I do, and there's many people out there that love the revolution as much as I do. And I just wanted to say God bless you, and we will win.
All right, I appreciate your call. We will win. Evil always falls of its own weight. I wouldn't even call it a revolution. It's survival, ladies and gentlemen. This is a scientifically directed and focused dictatorship. This is worldwide. This is mind control. And we are resisting it. And the sick thing is, most people that enforce the criminal system, the bureaucrats, the IRS, all of them, the surveillance people, they're being destroyed by it, too. John in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hi.
Hey, the latest issue of the American Rifleman magazine said that George Soros, who's a big money man behind Obama, had brought a woman over from Australia to work in his campaign, and that woman was one of the main forces of the big gun grab in Australia. So that'll pretty much show what's going to happen under Obama.
Oh, it's listen, again, both candidates are New World Order. They're both anti-gun. But Obama has said on record, it's true, that he wants to ban all rifles that shoot .223 and .308. And that's like half of them. I mean, and again, if you're not returning your guns in, you're going to be called a racist.
Yeah, I think if McCain gets in there, he may not be quite as anti-gun, but he'll probably be doing a lot of stuff under the radar like Bush did. So.
Well, McCain's been, for the Sullivan's ban, he's a gun grabber. He's pure wickedness. But God help us, folks. They need the guns because they need the pension funds. But they're just going to go ahead and take them, and they hope people fight.
Well, if it comes down to it, Alex, I mean, I'm not one to advocate going out there now and start doing a lot of crap, but if our back's against the wall and we ain't got nothing to lose, we might as well start blasting because we won't have nothing to lose.
Yeah, well, a lot of these cowards in the system are just so used to people being able to feed on people, kidnap children for the state, commit all their crimes, and God, I feel sorry for them because they have no idea what's going to happen to them. They have no idea. Now, I know it's all part of the globalist plan, but they don't understand that. They're snickering and laughing right now, and I really feel sorry for them, actually. A lot of them are cowardly. They're not real men. They're all about cornering people 10-1. They've never really been hurt bad in their life. They don't understand that violence, once it goes both ways, isn't fun either way, and they're going to cry for their mommies. They always cry for their mommy.
Okay, Alex, that's all I got.
All right, appreciate your call. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Go ahead. Alex.
Welcome.
Yes, sir. I have a couple of guest suggestions for you. And the first one is Congressman Paul Brown, B-R-O-U-N. It's not the W-N as in the color. It's B-R-O-U-N. U.S. Congressman in Washington, D.C. I heard him interviewed last Friday on Rick Wild Show. And he's very outspoken. I think he would make a tremendous guest for you.
Say his name again. I didn't write it down.
Yes, sir. It's Paul Brown. He's actually a medical doctor, and you spell his last name B-R-O-U-N. His website...
Is he a federal congressman?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And his website is Brown, B-R-O-U-N, .house.gov.
No, we know how to find it, Dr. Paul Brown.
All right. The other is Bill Schneblin. I don't know if you've heard of him, Alex. But he was involved at very high levels of the Illuminati for many years, and about 15 years ago, he converted to Christianity. He's put out a very eclectic and massive amount of information. Excuse me.
I think I've seen some of that on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, some of his book and video titles, for instance, one would be Lucifer Dethroned. Another would be Exposing the Illuminati from Within. Another would be the medical conspiracy. Another is Israel, Islam, and biochemical warfare. Now, his website is withoneaccord.org.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call. Who's up next here? Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I've got a favor to ask you guys real quick. I just got an email from Rick Perry asking to basically forward this email off and I could win a lunch with him. And I'm trying to get basically as many people as I can to open up this email, and I get 10 points for every email that's opened. I forwarded it on to you guys in hopes that you guys could help me with this, and I'm allowed to bring a guest, and you know, if I win, it would be great to have you there to help ask some questions that I wanted to ask Rick Perry on camera concerning some local issues that we have here in Austin.
I doubt they're going to let me in a meeting with him.
Well, I mean...
Actually, I know some of his people. They've actually told me I could probably have a meeting. I forgot about that. And he did come on the show once. I'm not mad, but see how it's like every call is like a plug, and then it just kind of turns into weird talk radio, but hell, I'll just go ahead and do it. I mean, that's a good idea you got. How do folks get the email from you?
I forwarded it on to you guys. I actually sent it to Aaron at Infowars.com. And,
well, Aaron was here till 2 in the morning, so he's not here right now.
Okay.
But, okay, and then we're supposed to forward it out again?
That would be awesome. I mean, I know you guys have a great, you know...
Yeah, but how do you win it because we forward it?
10 points because you guys would forward it, and it's connected to me. I guess there's some electric link to the email.
Yeah, why don't you give us the link, publicly the link you've got, and people can come visit your email. How's that sound?
Okay, I don't have it right now. I'm sitting in my car at work, so I guess give it to you via email.
Okay. So well, what'll right happen now is if I post that, then the Perry office will probably just disqualify it. But anything else, sir?
That's it. Great show yesterday. That was very powerful.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the call. Herbert in Georgia, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
This is Tony Montana.
Tony Montana, huh?
This is Tony Montana. That's my acting hero. You know, Alex, I tell you, man, I've got everything that you got out, and you was absolutely right. 9/11 Road to Tyranny was the first shot over the bow. It was the first shot over the bow, and I've told these people at Satellite Radio, I've been begging these people on Satellite Radio to put you on there on the power station. They have not done it yet, and I will be notifying them that I'm canceling all that propaganda.
Well, that's, you know, we've really tried to get on Sirius and XM,
mm-hmm.
but it's owned predominantly. They've now merged by Clear Channel,
mm-hmm.
and they like to produce their own shows and you know, put it on their own platforms. Satellite's great, but overall there's only about, 10 million subscribers and 500 channels, so the audience is good, but it's not as gargantuan as some seem to think. But over time, it's going to get bigger and bigger. And, yes, it would be a great victory to get on to XM.
I've been begging them, Alex, and I've already told them. I've called them twice. I told them that I'm tired of the Obama soap opera. And, you know, because it's based on subscription, I made a recommendation for you to be on there. I noticed one Genesis guy is on there, what's his name, Rob Redding, because I hear you doing ads when his show is on. He's okay, but he's not as hardcore as you are. And I tell you something else, too, Alex. I'm getting ready to move to Austin because when the crap hits the fan, I want to be just like you. When I get ready to leave town, anybody get in my way, gonna have some problems. But, you know, I tell you, Alex, I pray for you all the time, brother, because there is only a handful of patriots left in this country. You're at the top. I came up with a new ticket for the presidential race this late, two weeks left, Alex Jones and Jim Tucker. That's my ticket.
Well, listen, you're great, my friend Herbert. How long have you been listening to the show?
Man, I got you on. I've been listening to you now easily a couple of years now. I got the real player and all, and when I just get so disgusted listening to the propaganda on satellite radio and the propaganda on TV, I say I just go turn my computer on and I get you live.
Well, God bless you, Herbert. Herbert, call back again. Great hearing from you. Joe, Mike, Shane, Brian, others. We'll talk about the election, whatever you'd like to discuss when we get back, the economy, what the bankers are doing right now. But thanks to people like Herbert, that's how we're getting on AM and FM stations and other outlets. So thank you, Herbert. You're the best.
Hi.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve Bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
In constant sorrow, can you stay?
I am the man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Joe in Illinois, welcome.
Plains where I was born.
Hey, how's how you doing?
Good, Joe.
I was just calling with one major question today. I got 10.5 days or something to the election coming up. I have a choice of three things to do, either stay home and not do anything, go and vote for Ron Paul, which is what I was planning on doing forever, but I don't know if it's going to be any good other than throwing a vote away, or vote for one of these other jackass puppets that are going to get in the White House. What do I do?
Well, I mean, it's important, I think, to be involved in the electoral process because that's what documents the fraud. That's what puts the eyes and the ears out there. But, you know, that's not our only course of action. It's just part of what we do. I don't know about your area of Illinois, but I know most of it is run by electronic fraud machines. That's why, no matter what the people want, the government does the opposite. I mean, Chicago is the model of corruption for the entire world, basically, right now, with the systems it developed. Great people, bad system, because corruption got control. But Ron Paul has said don't vote for him, because if it's not on the ballot, it just gets thrown away. You could vote for Chuck Baldwin or Ralph Nader. You could vote for somebody else just to boost the third party. And by the way, third party numbers, the media is not giving it attention, but third party is getting, you know, 15, 16, 70% almost every state and every group in the polls, but then they just ignore it. So what we really need to push for is open debates with people like Ron Paul, Ralph Nader, you know, big third party candidates in the future. But they shut things down by only having the two parties. So that's a big issue. Fighting for election integrity, exposing both election fraud and voter fraud, you know, both ends of that spectrum. So you know yourself better. You know what? I mean, I'm not going to tell you what you should do, but I wouldn't vote for Ron Paul because that will throw it, just completely throw it away. I mean, they'll just, we'll see it on there. It won't even be tabulated. I think only one state, he's in Louisiana. He's actually been put on the ballot by folks there. So I would vote for a third party. Some are saying, you know, that Obama's got so much muscle behind him and so much of the system behind him that vote for McCain. But I can't vote for lesser of two evils. I can't do the immoral thing of, you know, well, they're both evil. They're both New World Order. So, you know, I'll just vote for the one that isn't, you know, that doesn't look like he's got as much muscle behind him. But who knows what's going to happen? They may pull a rabbit out of a hat and cheat the election and give it to McCain. I have no doubt if there's a real election that Barack Obama is going to win. And, you know, just God help us. I'm not going to sit up here and bash him. I'm going to let people just find out for themselves. He's going to do everything the establishment wants. And they've just given a new coat of paint to the same old New World Order. I mean, I don't care that the guy's got brown skin. There are a lot of racists that don't like him because he does, and so that makes it an issue with people. We've got 11 days. We're going to find out, my friend.
Well, thanks for your interest anyway, and I want to thank you for all your sponsors that you have. I just got my Berkey Light, and I love it.
It's a great system, great gravity-fed filter there. Thank you, my friend. Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you?
Good, my friend.
I just want to thank you also for all the movies, man. Tell Jason Burmes thank you for all the movies as well, because you woke me up 3 years ago, and I tell you, man, I was reading last night an article on Google News, and it also says that that Bush is planning to plant some U.S. troops posts on in Iran. And what I was thinking is probably maybe that might be the pretext of the little, you know, Operation Northwoods rubbing its head again. You know,
well, you know what's amazing? For 5 years, U.S. Special Forces have been in Iran, attacking Iranian troops and civilians and police. Then last year, George Bush in the White House press release admitted it and admitted they're funding four al-Qaeda groups, Wahhabists, out of Saudi Arabia, inside the country to attack them, including the number three in al-Qaeda commanding it, with U.S. funding and forces. It's so criminal. Huh. I mean, and Iran lays there and takes it. They're suing the United States in The Hague over it, asking the United States to stop staging terror attacks, and the U.S. admits they are. See, that's how evil our government is. They admit they're committing illegal military attacks every week in Iran, blowing up dams, bombing schools, attacking police stations to get the Iranians to fight back.
Oh, that also might be the threat that Colin Powell was telling us about January 25th, was it, or 24th?
Yeah, he said 22nd or
23rd. Yeah, that might also be the case right there. That's the pretext to an attack to test the president. Also, I also read, I remember when you brought up that Osama bin Laden might be captured just for...
Hold on, stay there. Yeah, now they're saying that in the media. Man, look, these people never end. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap, all natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Bob Chapman joining us in 30 minutes to talk about the economic gyrations. Mike Rivera with us for the next 30. But I wanted to go back to Mike in Florida. We'll talk to Shane, Brian, Jay, and others too, but deeper in the interview with Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Mike, you were finishing up a question before we went to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I read an article last night also that there was rumors that Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda's websites were being hacked into. And I remember when you brought up that Osama bin Laden possibly might be captured before the elections are over just to boost up the Republicans.
Well, before the 9/11 attack, the NSA shut down most of the real Muslim Wahhabi sites so that they couldn't come out and say, we didn't do it. On the sites they didn't take down, they did come out and say, the West just did this, we didn't do it. And the confirmed bin Laden said, I didn't do this, the West just did this. And then they used their little fake video morphed, now proven to be fake, videos. Now, he's an asset. And he knew he was going to take the blame, but it wasn't supposed to be that intense of a blame. That's why Bandar Bush, his nickname, Prince Bandar, on Larry King Live, said, how dare you talk bad about bin Laden? He's a great man. And Larry King Live said, okay. I mean, you know, days after 9/11. So he's a big hero over there. His family made $3 billion extra just in the first few months after the attacks in U.S. weapons contracts and U.S. Construction contracts on bases that hold the weapons. That's what I meant to say. And so it's just completely staged. And, yeah, they're talking about this big event that's going to happen the 22nd or 23rd, and they say it's going to be huge, but they can't tell you what the event's going to be. They did the same kind of stuff right before 9/11, but Powell made it sound economic. All the others, and I mean Chertoff, the European leaders, the British leaders, they all implied it was going to be military. So that's one reason I have Mike Rivero on, so we're going to ask him right now. I appreciate your call. I love getting the political analysis of Mike Rivero, talk show host here on Genesis, at 5 o'clock Central. He comes on for an hour show weekdays. I always like having Mike on, and especially as we go into the election, I'm going to have him on more than once a month to give us his take on what's happening with the economy, the buildup, the saber-rattling for war with Russia that we see intensified with Voice of America and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying that if Russia defends itself in any way, and that's what the statement really means, that the U.S. is basically going to nuke them. So I wanted to go over that with Mike Rivero as well briefly. Mike, yeah, what about all this talk of a huge surprise, a huge test on Obama the day he's inaugurated? Do we have Mike Rivero there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to the other Mike. I'm sorry.
No, I just let Mike go. I was asking you that.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question again? I apologize. I'm watching news feeds at the same time.
No, I understand. They've been talking about a giant crisis facing Barack Obama in the first 2 days of his candidacy, and one person implied, Colin Powell, last Sunday, that it was going to be economic. And then all the rest, Biden, Republicans, Democrats, European leaders, that it will be military. Your take on what that crisis will be?
Well, I think when Biden was first making the comment, I don't know that he had anything specific in mind. I think he was basically just trying to say that every time our nation has a change of leadership, that other nations around the world who do not like us will sort of probe to see what kind of a nation the United States is going to be for the next 4 years. And he made a reference, obviously, to the Cuban Missile Crisis during Kennedy's term in office. So I'm not sure that Biden has anything specific in mind, but I know a lot of other people have chimed in. And, of course, in this election, we're probably seeing we're setting records in terms of the fear-mongering that's being put out there to try and swing the election one way or the other back there. So, right now we're getting reports that Bush at least intends to try and normalize relations with Iran before he leaves office. In other words, the war with Iran has kind of fallen off the table. Israel's whining about that a lot. So as far as the crisis, I think obviously we've got an economic crisis on our hands that is not going to be gone by the time Obama, whoever wins the election, but it does look like Obama now, by the time he takes office, the economy is going to be the crisis, and that's the one he's going to have to deal with.
Well, that's what Powell was implying, but we've seen Chertoff and a bunch of other people say, no, we're talking about terrorism. The terrorists are going to strike. Bin Laden's going to strike. I mean, that is clear fear-mongering.
Yeah, that is definitely fear-mongering. And again, I think there are still a lot of people in McCain's camp who think that waving terrorists at us and Osama at us is still going to have a chance of scaring voters back into McCain's camp. But I think it's kind of worn off because, fear is very tiring. And you make people scared long enough, they just get tired of being afraid and they burn out. They can't feel afraid anymore. And that's when they calm down and start thinking objectively. And I think that's why the poll numbers are shifting the way they are. So I think it really is fear-mongering for the benefit of the election. I don't know that anybody really sees anything on the threat board, so to speak, at this point. And the next administration is going to have its hands full anyway with the declining American empire.
Mike, I always really respect your even-handed, clear-headed political analysis. But I have to say, you tend to be, I think it's fair to say, leaning towards Obama. I mean, you say they're both obviously New World Order corrupt, owned by the big banks, but then you go further to say, I think, though, that Obama represents a less wild-eyed confederation of the elite. I don't want to put words in your mouth. And then I've had a lot of people email me and call me and say, why is Mike Rivero supporting him? I mean, can he see that the media is behind him? Can he see that he's gotten three times the Wall Street money Can he see that, you know, it gives him left cover? I mean, I'm not even saying I totally disagree with you, but flesh that out for folks from your perspective.
Well, you know, I get a lot of the same emails, and, you know, there's a lot of that stuff going around, and a lot of it is intended to try and apply pressure to radio hosts such as you and I in order to try and get them to change their point of view. And it's not that I'm a real big fan of Barack Obama. I really wanted Ron Paul to get in there, but, you know, that's not going to happen. The other situation is, you know, we're again forced to look at the lesser of two evils, and from my point of view, Obama is definitely the lesser of the two evils. Just, you know, I think when future history looks back on the McCain campaign, they're going to see his selection of Sarah Palin as the critical mistake that he made. Because it really called into question his ability to make good decisions. It betrayed a certain set of assumptions about the electorate, which are not real. And I think ultimately that was the critical decision that cost him, that is going to cost him the election. Now, you know, I'm hemming and hawing here a little bit because we've got 12 days to go, and who knows what could happen. There's always the unexpected to deal with. And, you know, things could still turn around. But, you know, if the polls are trending a certain way. The media support is beginning to trend a certain way. And I think there's just a general feeling in the country that the GOP has had their shot at trying to make things better. And even though the Democratic Congress wimped out for the last 2 years in trying to get certain things done, they still had to deal with a Republican president who was going to veto anything meaningful they tried to do. So I think there's this sense that, you know, we don't know what Obama is going to be doing, but, you know, at least it's going to be different than what we've had for the last 8 years. I mean, McCain's voting record pretty much damns him from making any claims about being a maverick. And again, getting back to the issue of his health, he's a multi-time cancer survivor. Lately on the campaign trail, it's obvious the exhaustion is getting to him, and people are saying we really do have to seriously look at Sarah Palin as potentially being the president down the road, and what kind of a job is she going to do? And
yeah, well, I mean, folks need to know that I don't have a dog in the fight, as they say.
Yeah.
So when I say something, you know, it's not from some partisan position. I've watched her on television, and she really is uninformed. She knows about as much as the average soccer mom I know, and I'm not even saying she's a stupid person. She's lazy and hasn't applied herself, and she's about the stupidest-sounding governor I've ever heard in my life. And, I mean, I have to say that is a big anchor on McCain.
Yeah, it really, really is. I think there were a lot of people. I mean, I'll be very honest. If Hillary had succeeded in defeating Barack Obama, I'd be supporting McCain right now. Again, on the lesser of several evils kind of a front. But the situation with Palin, when she was mayor of Wasilla, the city actually had to hire a professional administrator to actually do a significant part of her job for her because she was that ill-equipped to be dealing with the realities of the job. And, of course, these gaffes she's been making about the role of the vice president, you know, she hasn't even read the job description yet after all these weeks.
The vice president's just a little PR minion who can break a tie in the Senate and who goes around to photo ops, and they literally just sit in the background in case something happens to the president.
Yeah, that really is it under the Constitution. Now, we know that Dick Cheney, of course, was playing Machiavellian games in the background and doing a lot of...
Yeah, he claimed the vice president was even more powerful than the president and a power unto itself separate from government.
And didn't he? And it kept saying, "Well, I belong to this branch." When you're trying to criticize me for what's over there, and I belong to this other branch. When you're trying to, you know, and it was just.
And then he said, "I belong to no branch." That was the last thing.
Yeah, that was the last time. And I think Sarah Palin basically was looking at Dick Cheney and figuring she's going to have the same kind of latitude in her actions. I don't think so. Even if McCain were to win.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. My gut tells me Barack Obama is going to be bad news, and it's going to be very divisive. It's not going to bring the country together, because now, anytime you criticize him, it's going to be that, well, you don't like black people, and the media is going to sell that line, and it's going to create more division, and then when the New World Order dumps all the blame on him, like they've done on George Bush, and these guys are puppets, then that'll create even more racial division. And they're going to tear Barack Obama apart. You just watch. You just watch.
Well,
the system is going to set him up And I mean, you know, that's what they do. They blame it on the puppets. That's what the New World Order does. It's how they operate. And I agree with you. It's going to be Obama because they ran a mentally ill person, you know, teetering on death. And they knew that Palin was an idiot. And they knew that was going to blow up in their face. And so it's just like running that corpse Bob Dole against Bill Clinton in 96. They are taking a dive here.
Well, I think, you know, it doesn't matter really who wins. It's going to be a divisive election anyway. We're already seeing that, you know, with the cardboard cutout of Obama hanging in the tree, the dead bear. And now, of course, we've got this situation in Pittsburgh where it looks like this McCain staffer faked this attack on herself to try and make Obama's people look bad. And even Fox News is saying if this is indeed a hoax, you know, it's outright race baiting here.
Yeah, by the way, I was going to say that earlier in the show. It smells bad because it happened off camera, and those ATMs are so surveilled next to a mini mart. Those are surveilled, and the fact that she didn't want medical attention, you know, the bee is so well done on her cheek, like somebody on the ground humping her as he supposedly, you know, non-sexually, but you know, sexually harassing her. But she didn't want to have forensics done, it just reeks of the. Over and over again, the black students caught people. It's called false flag, folks. And individuals do this, not just governments. You know, where the blacks hang up images of dead blacks, or put the N-word on their dorm door, or the Jewish girls keep getting caught doing it. I mean, this is a phenomenon. Or the mother that gives poison to her child because she likes the attention.
Yeah, it very much is that kind of thing. And, you know, looking at the photo of the supposed victim, and again, coming from my expertise in my day job here, the black eyes are definitely makeup. There is none of the redness to the actual eye that you would see if she'd really been hit. And it's not even a very professional looking makeup job, especially on her right eye. The bee is drawn backwards like she was looking in a mirror while she was doing it. And just now, the Pittsburgh police have issued a statement saying there are inconsistencies on her story. She does not appear on the films at the ATM machine where she claims that she was just before the attack.
Yeah, that's WTAE-TV, Police Inconsistencies and Story of Politically Motivated Attack. So when the cops tell you that, they're telling you they think it's fake.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's been brewing since last night. So, you know, it is a divisive campaign, and, you know, the honest truth is it doesn't matter who wins. There's going to be a lot of controversy. We may still see, if Obama wins the election on November 4th, we may see McCain take it back to the U.S. Supreme Court and try a repeat of what we saw in 2000. It is going to be very divisive. And, you know, there's a lot of very unhappy people out there. You have got on one side, you've got all the people who became rich on the tax cuts for the rich. They want to keep those tax cuts. They want McCain to stay in there because they know that Barack Obama is going to change the tax structure. But the bottom line is, and where everybody needs to come together, is we're all taxed way too much. And we shouldn't be arguing over whether the rich should be taxed or the poor should be taxed. We should join together and say we all are taxed too much. Let's all have lower taxes. You know, this government could fix the economy overnight by slashing taxes 50% across the board so we kept more of our money to pay off.
For those that don't know, it's all about control. When Kennedy and others cut taxes by 50%, tax income doubled. And people go, how does that happen? Because the economy goes wild. And so, and again, Mike, I don't think people making $250,000 a year are rich. I mean, the way the dollar's been devalued, maybe 20 years ago, but... I mean, all the taxes go to the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's where the checks even go. I mean, it goes to the private bankers. Look, well, I mean, what about Obama and his gun control? I mean, that's real. He really is an anti-gun piece of garbage.
Well, I absolutely, you know, I don't agree with Obama on a lot of the things he said. When he was first starting out, I liked what he was saying. As he moved centrist in order to win the campaign, a lot of what he said was less and less. It really comes down to picking the lesser of two evils, which is a darn silly way to be running a country. And I don't agree with Obama. And I'll tell you, if he does win, I hope he's not expecting that I'm going to be treating him kindly at my website and my radio broadcast, because I'm not. This is going to be the world's shortest political honeymoon, because I'm going to be holding him to the fire as intensely as anybody else that I've been doing in my website and my radio show.
And they're going to call you a right-wing racist.
Well, they've been doing that already, and they call me a Nazi, and they call me a Zionist stooge, and the rest of it, and I'm used to it by now. But, you know, my function there is to basically go on pointing out the lies and corruptions, and if Obama does not keep the promises that he's made, and, you know, then he's going to have a lot of trouble coming from my part of the
internet. But, Mike, I don't see it as lesser of two evils. I mean, both of them are just absolutely horrible, and I do see all the big money behind Obama. That stinks.
Well, right now, you know, there's a funny thing about politics, because when Obama was first starting out, most of his donations were coming in from ordinary people, if you looked at the demographic breakdown. But now that it looks like he might win, of course everybody's going to be donating to him, because they want to be ingratiated with the guy who's going to win. And if you look at the people who donated to Barack Obama, they also donated to McCain, they also donated to Hillary, and, you know, they're covering all their bets.
No, so obviously that's true, but I mean, early on, Goldman Sachs was one of his biggest donors.
They were one of McCain's biggest donors, too.
Yeah, but they outgave 4-1 to Obama. I mean, Mike, I know you're a big boy. You can handle somebody disagreeing with you. I'm not even so much disagreeing. I'm just trying to flesh this out in my mind. And, you know, I swore I wouldn't get involved in this. It really insults our intelligence, but we're going to come back with Mike Rivero, talk about some other issues, and take your calls.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scamming the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Mike Rivero is our guest for this segment. The next, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. And then we got Bob Chapman joining us for the rest of the next hour. We're going to know what's happening with the stock markets worldwide plunging today and how bad this economic collapse is going to get. Don't forget, Jesse Ventura's flying in tomorrow night. I'm picking him up. And then we're going to Willie's Place, do some interviews. And then tomorrow, I'm going to give a speech. Willie Nelson, former Governor Jesse Ventura, for about 40 minutes total. And then about 9 p.m. Central, And then you're going to see Willie Nelson play for about 2 hours. And Willie wanted to put it out for free on the web, so we'll have those links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And people can grab the link on the page, the player, anybody that wants to post it on their website tomorrow. Just be sure you let folks know that we're supposed to start speaking 9:15, 9:30, but you never know how these things go. But we'll fire the cameras up a little bit early, and I'll say something in front of the camera. So it should start around 9 p.m. tomorrow. Mike, the system knew, and you can look at this two ways. The system knew, and they're not idiots, the social controllers. They know what they're doing. They're not slouches. They knew that by pushing McCain in the media, in the Republican primaries, that he was a dead horse. A bunch of the other candidates would have been much, politically sexier or whatever, more palatable to larger groups, more presidential in their bearing. And so you can look at that two ways. The system's sick of Bush and wants to make sure his power structure's out. The system's good. It does want change and the less controlling Obama. Or you can look at that and say, oh, no, that they know Obama's really their man, and so they're throwing the election for him.
Well, I have a different view than you do, and doesn't mean I'm right and you're wrong or the converse either, but it's simply a different perspective, and that is that the people who are trying to control our society aren't able to do it 100% of the time. And so my opinion is that McCain was promoted as the GOP candidate in the expectation that Hillary was going to succeed in becoming the Democratic candidate, because I think a lot of people would have voted for McCain over Hillary. I'm one of them. And I think there was so much attention being focused on keeping Ron Paul out of the race that they weren't paying as much attention to Barack Obama as they might otherwise.
Well, I agree. I mean, Hillary was the heir apparent. She was getting all the money. She had the neocons raising her money. That's who they believed was going to be in there. I mean, even in their internal documents. But what about Joe Biden? I mean, he's clearly involved in the 9/11 attacks.
Well, unfortunately in our government, you're going to have to go a really, really long way to find somebody who's not tainted by one of these cover-ups and deceptions. And ultimately, they're all inside to some extent or another. I would love a perfect candidate like Ron Paul. Obviously, for what's going to happen here, in another week and a half, that is not practical. So I think Biden was a much better choice for Barack Obama. He did surprise a lot of people. And ultimately, he came across as much more credible than Sarah Palin. And again, this goes back to validating the decision-making ability of the presidential candidate. And ultimately, that's the president's job, is to make decisions. And if we've got a candidate who makes good, well-considered, thoughtful decisions, then you're going to have a president who's going to make good, careful, well-considered decisions. And I think one of the hallmarks we have of the last 8 years is that we had a president who made very reckless decisions without much forethought. And the one I keep going back to here is that at a time when our government, our population, our nation as a whole was going deeper and deeper into debt, the Bush administration gave tax credits to corporations to move high-paying manufacturing jobs to other countries.
Well, we know both parties are New World Order. That's what I'm saying. I think we need to get down to the point of addressing their pack of criminals and just stop getting sucked into the whole flying circus that is these elections. Mike, stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman coming up in about 5 minutes. Mike Rivero is our guest. CoverlyHappened.com right now. Mike, let's jam in a few calls here. Brian in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to call. I'm a first-time caller, and I just first wanted to thank you for waking me up. I've been asleep for a lot of years, and I just wanted to commend you for waking me up. I just wanted to talk about the segment that you had. I know it's kind of old and it's prior, but I wanted to talk about the segment you had with Tex Mars.
Yes.
When you guys were saying Bin Laden is dead, and I continue to hear some of your callers and even you at times like refer to him as he is alive. Is he really dead?
I've had CFR people tell me, I've had high-level government folks tell me that he died right around 9/11.
Oh, okay. And I just have one more question for you.
Okay.
I know this is extremely old, but I love your opinions and I love your views on certain things. I got wind of it. Have you ever heard of the National Press Club? I'm pretty sure you heard. You have?
The National Press Club?
Yes.
Sure.
It was, and I watched an interview. I don't know what you think about this, but, pretty much talking about UFOs and they had high military people and doctors and even high-time lawyers on there giving their opinions, and this was back in 2001. I just wondered why something like so important like that, because they said that they wanted to reveal it to the American people. Why do you think that it just never really came out and it really got through?
That's part, I believe, and not all the players in it are involved in the deception. They're useful idiots. That's part of a larger deception. There's a government program to introduce extraterrestrials to the public, to sell us that we're about to be visited. I'm not doubting there is another life in the universe, but everything the government's done has attempted to act like they're hiding something. Well, let's get Mike Rivero's take on that.
Well, if, you know, I'm in agreement with you, Alex. There's probably a lot of intelligent life out there. The cost to get here is prohibitive. I know that back during the 1950s, just to put a little historical perspective on this, the U.S. government actually found this isolated town out in New Mexico, and they staged an experiment where they basically took control of all the TV and telephone and radio going into this town, and it sort of did another version of War of the Worlds. Remember when Orson Welles did the Mercury Theater of the Air broadcast and scared everybody? Well, the U.S. government basically followed up, and they convinced this town aliens really had landed just to see what their reaction would be. And so this kind of presentation of a potential threat from outer space has been played with before. And I know a lot of people were speculating that because of all the suspicions surrounding 9/11 and all the suspicions voiced about new Spanish flu and bird flu and the rest of it, that if the U.S. government was going to try a new false flag to try and scare all of America to unite behind the government, or possibly even a one-world government, was to fake an attack or a threat from outer space.
Yeah, that's right.
Civilization.
Some of that has been declassified. That decades ago they were planning that, and it's definitely in the cards, folks. Mike.
Well, you know, what's oddly enough, in the original Outer Limits TV series back in the early '60s. Late 50s, I don't even remember when it was, there was actually an episode where this group of government scientists got this volunteer, and they mutated him chemically and changed him into this alien life form, put him in a spaceship that they had custom built. They were going to have him land in Washington, D.C. and say, we're here to take over, and that this would unite the whole world under a global government. So this is an idea that's been around for a while, and, you know, desperate people plan desperate things. That's all I can say.
And we know they've done other hoaxes. Thank you for the call, Shane. Hey, Mike, I want to get you to pop in next week as we come in close to the election and then obviously in the post-election reportage. Thanks for coming on.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman. More of your phone calls and a ton of news. Stay with me.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right. Sunday on the Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, we'll be back. And I might show up with Ventura and do an hour or two of that show. But I know he'll do it if I want to, but we're probably going to still be out at Willie's and going to the event. So we've got a best up lined up with the Willie Nelson interview this week and the Jesse Ventura interview and a little bit of other stuff. So right now, I'm just so busy today and tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead live on air and cut a end of the show promo here for everybody. Hey, folks, I hope that you have enjoyed this best of with Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura. We're all meeting up tonight out at the historic backyard amphitheater. I don't like that one. I'm going to start over. You know, whenever I'm live, I can do stuff a lot better. And then I'm live right now that I feel like I'm recording a tape, so then I have that built-in thing that I can screw up. And I can't screw up. You know why I screwed up? I was thinking about the, I was thinking about its full name. It's the Backyard Live Oak Amphitheater. So let me go ahead and just get this done. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in today to this Best Of with Governor Jesse Ventura and, of course, Willie Nelson. We're all meeting up tonight out at the historic Backyard Live Oak Amphitheater. I'm going to give a speech, so will Willie and Jesse Ventura. We'll take questions and answers from the crowd. And then Willie and the gang are going to play into the wee hours of the morning, and it's all going to be streamed live and free on the Internet, thanks to Willie, starting at about 9:15 tonight at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And again, that's all thanks to Willie. That was his idea to do that. So a free show for those that can't be there at the event. It's an anti-war / 9/11 truth, part of the overall historic final performances at the Backyard. They're moving on to an even bigger venue after close to three decades out there. So again, thanks for tuning in today, ladies and gentlemen. This transmission is now over, and I'll see you on the web for the free video cast of our speeches and Willie and the gang performing. So see you on the web. Take care. Is that okay? All right, we're done. Now, let's go to... You know what's happening? I keep doing shows now behind the scenes and radio during the breaks and the video, and I'm not knowing when radio's ending and when it's beginning, and it's all getting crazy. I see some quizzical looks going on in there. What's going on? Everything good? All right. Without further ado, let me reset, reassess, and launch. We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, and we have Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com, with us. At one time, the largest gold and silver broker in the world, had the largest newsletter in the world. Then he retired, came back, I don't know, many years ago now with it. It's now one of the biggest again. He's one of the most sought-after radio interviews in talk radio for financial news and information. And for the rest of the hour, we are joined by Bob Chapman, with the markets down close to 400 points today. With panic setting in, I thought we would get Bob Chapman's analysis on that. Bob, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Look, here's my question out of the gates. I want to cover what's happening currently, but that's only, as you know, a small microcosm of the larger issue. Can you explain in layman's terms for the listeners how we're having hyper stagflation begin? And what stagflation is going to mean in the future? Because people get confused. They go, well, they say it's a depression in the economy with markets contracting, jobs contracting, less things being purchased, commodities dropping, credit being cut off, liquidity being cut off, people liquidating in the markets to get cash to be able to cover other debts they have. That's a depression in Main Street and on the farm and in the industry and corporations. But for the small intergroup of central banks who have announced they're setting up this new world government banking system and a trilateral money system, as you and others said they would do decades ago, so that's another issue entirely. So they are giving themselves tons of liquidity, capital, cash. They claim it's for the public, but really they now admit they're hoarding it all themselves while cutting off money to the economy, which now even Business Week admits, to consolidate the world market, so they can then suck it up and consolidate it. So how depression works with an overlay of hyperinflation, you know, how we can have inflation while in the short term we're seeing prices deflate because of the depressionary elements fitting in. People, I mean, it seems simple to me, but can you put it in layman's terms?
Well, we're having deflation and inflation at the same time. It's been going on in the United States for 4.5 years. During that period of time, they took the money supply, which used to be called M3, up to a plus 17%. Now it's running around 13.5% to 14%. It's come down a little bit. But at the same time, they're injecting piles of money into the economy. Now, what's happening is assets are losing value. Some of them are losing total value. The economy's slowing down. And in order to keep the economy from being devoured by deflation, they have come out and said that the U.S. taxpayer is going to supply trillions of dollars to keep that from happening. And so they're injecting all of this money, credit, into the system to neutralize the deflation. Now, we've had a hiatus here of a couple of months, and we'll probably get three or four more, where prices are swinging down. And then all of a sudden, what's going to happen is that the money and credit being put into the economy is going to become monetized. And, of course, Bernanke says that can't happen, and he's not telling the truth. And so what happens is that inflation comes back only bigger and better. And the price of oil and the energy and the commodities and the gold and silver go back up again. And at the same time, what they're doing, they're keeping a very strong dollar, which shouldn't last too much longer. And they're essentially depressing all the markets in the world. Now, with the stock markets, they're trying to bring them down slowly. Right now, the Dow is 8311. The industrials are around 380. They want to bring it down, I think, to support, which is experienced in 2002 on the Dow, of 7286. When they get it there, when they get gold and silver and oil and everything else where they want it, they're going to run the markets back up again. And that's going to give the banks that much more liquidity, because they'll make a pile of money by pulling this on the public. And so in that time frame, what will also happen is that the money spigots at the banks and other kinds of lenders will start to open slowly. And then when they make all that money, they'll be able to lend it out. And this is what they intend to do to keep this going for two or three more years. Just like Paul Craig Roberts and I said earlier, they'll come back and try to do this again and again until the system collapses.
Now, you talk about them finally putting some liquidity out, but when I read in Business Week, and I was shocked they were telling the truth, that really a few central banks are getting even more power and control out of this. Financial Times of London has been repeating that lately, not just a few years ago again. I see a cold-blooded move where they just may keep credit liquidity shut down and just hoard it up for themselves and maybe accelerate the implosion faster so they can consolidate, because they now know there's no way to ever, you know, basically prop it up indefinitely.
A very possible situation. You're right. It could happen that way. But their history has been that they've always tried to delay and extend. Now, there's going to come a time within their time frame for world government that they're going to say, okay, this is it. This is the day we're going to pull the plug on everything. And we don't know when that is. And that will happen. But if history is any guide, it's somewhere out there in a couple of years, or as long as they can extend it, or until it fits into the proper program perspective that they want to bring us all financially to our knees.
And that's their stated goal. For those that are tuning in and thinking, oh, these guys just, you know, that's their opinion, everybody's got one. This is stated, and exactly, the liberals all think NORTHCOM is about to declare martial law next week. No, they're just getting you acclimated, domesticated, trained, you know, accustomed to seeing, the troops and the police merging, and the watch list and the secret arrest and the torture. And then, oh, a new president. They're admitting under Obama or McCain, everything's going to intensify. It's not going to abate. It's going to get worse. And so it's this slow, dark march into night, which they know is the sure path for total domination. But as you said, then finally, in the name of fixing this crisis, setting up open world government, open carbon tax purchases from the private intergroup of banks, open control over world markets and currencies by them under three subsections, American Union, the core, European Union, the core, Asian Union, the core, with seven subdirectorates. Everything you warned people about 20, 30 years ago, everything the Trilateral Commission said they'd do 30 years ago, everything that has been on record. But we're here now. What was it like for you, Bob, the last few weeks to see them just openly announce all this?
Well, I was shocked, and I was also shocked because in 49 years of being in and around business, and particularly gold and silver and hard money, I was really shocked the way they took gold down. They were aided by deleveraging, but quite frankly, I was caught totally off guard. And I think most everybody else was. I can only remember two newsletter writers that said something like this might happen. Other than that, there was nobody.
Stay there. Well, I mean, they really threw us a curveball. You know who did say it? Lindsay Williams. Because he had that inside corporate source. Stay there. We'll talk about that.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve Bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com. Or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
It's like 2000. And I have never seen Bob be wrong. Now, he advertises when he's been wrong in his newsletter. That's why I say he's about 95% accurate. And you say you were blindsided. And that's the thing about the New World Order. They could release bird flu next week. They could have a fake alien landing next month. They could stage a new terror attack. Or they could fund a real terrorist group. Or they could sneak attack Russia. You know, we all woke up and they were sneaking attacking Russia through their Georgian proxy. I mean, you know, these guys are slick. I mean, that's why they're in control of the planet. And they can pull all sorts of stuff. Bob, continue.
Well, I think that people should be aware that there has been a split market in gold and silver. The physical market has been tremendously under pressure. There's virtually no inventory worldwide. There are some things that are for sale, numismatic coins. But, you know, you'll ask Ken Anderson, you know, getting inventory, getting product is not easy. At the same time, we've had gold come down like a bomb. I talked to a gold trader in Paris a few days ago, and he told me that the U.S. was selling gold via Israel. And then I was told by another dealer that the delivery that they're making is coming, you know, against their sale contracts that they've made, is coming from other nations in the form of coin melt. Now, the only entity in the world that I know of that has coin melt is the United States government from the 1930s. And so what they did is they swapped coin melt, which is not good delivery, for good delivery previously over the last 9 months.
Okay, explain all these terms for people that don't know. Coin melt, good delivery. I mean, bottom line,
well,
this is
melt,
a totally rigged market.
I don't know what the percentage is, but we'll say it's about 90 to 92% because there's other alloys in there that give coins hardness. Good delivery varies from where you're going to get it from. It could be 99.5, 99.9, or 100%. It all depends. That's good delivery, generally speaking.
Yeah, they're selling mass-melted gold that they confiscated in the 30s and then somehow pushing that out on the gold bar market.
That's correct. It has to be re-refined. But they had to have done this before. In other words, made the swaps with people who had good delivery and took that into the market before, good delivery before, so that people wouldn't know what they were doing. Now, the people who took this gold and gave good delivery, let's say Germany, is sitting with a bunch of gold that's not good delivery, but has to now be delivered. So what they're doing is going to get exposed. They were the seller. There were other sellers, too. I don't know who they were, but I know that the U.S. was a big seller. And they took it
but
down.
Can't they look at those? I mean, didn't Germany look at those gold bars? You can tell by the color if it's 99999 or if it's a coin mill.
Yeah, but they were told up front.
So they just
accommodated the U.S. government, and there were others who did the same thing.
Now let's explain. We're not saying coins are bad. It's just two different things. Like if you have a Krugerrand, it's over an ounce total weight. It just is guaranteed to have an ounce of gold, or a Mexican peso. Or, you know, a maple leaf or anything else. A coin adds some other alloy because pure gold is so soft. Okay, so coins have, in fact, you know, per coin more value than actually something that's been melted down and totally pure. It's just that to sell it in these big bank transfers they have country to country, you know, in the giant paper markets, I'm trying to simplify this, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, they sold a bunch of bars. Or are you saying it was just giant buckets of coin?
No, I think they were probably bars. And they were just the product of coin melt that
so
they
the US
never bothered
is dumping
to refine.
So the U.S. is dumping massive reserves on the market to try to drive it down.
That's the bottom line. And, of course, they were aided by the liquidation, which is being caused by deleveraging by pension and profit-sharing plans, other speculators, and particularly hedge funds. I mean, I've never seen them throw the baby out with the bathwater like this. It wasn't only gold and silver. It was all a commodity.
Oil. Yeah, no, I mean,
and
they went,
the market
went crazy.
As well. I mean, everybody got hit here except the dollar.
Well, and really, the dollar hasn't gained. All the other currencies are dropping.
That's right.
So it's unified, strategic, controlled worldwide inflation while they blow out the bottom in the real economy commodities. I mean, this is being done with precision. Stay there, Bob Chapman.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99. With free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Ask yourself, is there a natural way to detoxify your body, lower blood pressure, remove heavy metals and sediment buildup in your body, alkalize and balance your pH level, and lower those cravings for junk food all at once? Find out why thousands are going natural with the world-famous Soleil Himalayan Salt from SoleilWellness.com. Simply dilute Himalayan salt in the Soleil starter jar with clean water and take 1 teaspoon every morning. Visit SoleilWellness.com, that's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com. With the economy taking a dive, food and gas shortages being reported, one thing's for sure, your health is the most important thing you have. Reverse years of eating the wrong foods, get the 84 minerals you need, improve your skin, and detoxify your body. See our complete line of natural health home, oral, beauty, and therapy products. Visit SoleilWellness.com, that's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com, or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. Cleaning the body and home from the inside out.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, Bob, I've just studied the basics of economics, and if they're printing money like it's going out of style, and then trying to send it overseas while causing a worldwide depression in the real economy, I mean, it's the perfect storm. Have we ever seen depression overlaid with hyperinflation? And what will that look like? Or, I mean, break down the basics. Well, I mean, let's finish up with this big gold racket. And it's like holding a beach ball underwater. What happens when it finally explodes? Or can they just forever have us live in a la-la land world where gold's really $150 more than what they say and no one can get it and the mint's all shut down and then they say gold is worth nothing, gold is worth 5 cents, but you can't find it. I mean, supply and demand, all of this, we're just in a total delusion world now? What's happening?
Well, I think if you look at the futures market, where the problem really lies, where the manipulation by the United States government is very strong, you'll see that an awful lot more people are starting to take delivery of both gold and silver. And that's got the exchanges jumping up and down because they don't want to lose their inventory of gold and silver that they have on hand. And so that's what's going on, and people are then re-refining the large bars into smaller bars, or having them made into coins if they want. And so this is a process that is beginning, and I think that will continue.
Now, what I've been told, and then continue, but I've got so many questions, that the reason the U.S. Mint, the Canadian Mint, the German, a bunch of others, the Russian, are saying for the foreseeable future, no more buffaloes, no more eagles, no more maple leaves, no more this and that, because under those federal laws in those countries, they're only allowed to buy gold, so there's no chicanery at what spot is, and they buy ahead for their inventory, and that the physical amounts being actually put into market versus fake paper are so small they can't. Well, the Krugerrand plant shut down. The Krugerrand mint, and they're sitting on top of the biggest gold reserve in the world where you live down there in South Africa. So, I mean, how long can, I mean, specifically speak to that. I mean, the mints are saying we're shut down because we can't get gold. Meanwhile, gold's dropping. I mean, that shows we're in a rigged system.
That's right. And, you know, even Mexico, which is the biggest producer of silver in the world, they make a thing called the Libertad. And they stop production. And between now and the end of the year, there's going to be 60,000 available, and that's the end of it. And they stop production of the gold coin, which is called the Centenario. And so these things don't happen by chance. There is no such thing as coincidence. This was managed from Washington, and Washington has said, look, we don't want gold or silver coins or bars in people's hands. We want them to stay in their currencies. So let's not make it available. So then a run started in Europe, and you see the result of it today in the physical market.
That's right, because the markets start plunging. But in this hall of mirrors, what other curveballs do you think they could throw us?
Well, I think unless France and Germany and Italy want to start selling gold, because Russia and China have been buyers among others, unless they're willing to be sellers, the U.S. should soon be out of gold, because I would assume, and this is only logic speaking, that they probably got rid of all their good delivery gold and are now only using coin melt because that's all they got left. It's a guess, but they may be coming to the end of their supply and inventory to sell. And if that is the case, then it would be incumbent upon other large gold holders, such as Germany, Italy, and France, to sell theirs in behalf of the U.S. to keep the price down. The Germans won't do it. The French will do it. The Italians have already, I think, leased most of their gold so forward, so they may not be a factor. So you really get two countries with gold, France and Germany, and I don't think Germany will be a seller. And so with that, it would have to pass the Bundestag, and I don't think that's going to happen. And so France could only be the seller, and France has been a seller for the last year.
Yeah, that's where Ted Anderson's
gold agreement.
I mean, you know, and I don't want to mention the competition, but I go and look. Most of the other gold brokers are saying we're out. We don't have any. You can only buy one coin at a time from us. Ted is still able to get it, and that's where he's getting a lot of it. In fact, most of it is France.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you get so many roosters. Cock-a-doodle-doo. But anyway, that's right. I mean, I talked to somebody in Buenos Aires yesterday, and he said, we haven't had silver for 6 months. Now we don't have any gold or gold coins. And they were getting them through Montevideo over in Uruguay across the River Plate, and they were getting them from Switzerland. And I don't know whether the Swiss shut them off or the U.S. government shut Uruguay off. There's all kinds of stuff going on out there that we don't know about.
Explain to people why it's so important to the globalists to not have people holding gold and silver and to try to destroy the market right when it was going mega bull.
because gold is the only real money in the world. And both gold and silver normally go up in inflationary environments. Usually platinum and would as well, but we have a very, very unique situation here that affects platinum and palladium, and that is that the vehicle production throughout the entire world is dropping like a stone, and that's the major usage of those industrial metals. And so to have the platinum come down from $4,000 to $766 this morning over the last 2 to 3 months is not abnormal. That doesn't apply to silver and gold.
Really, to put it in layman's terms, we have a global price fixing, global price controls. And that always, when we have price controls of oil or food, here in the 70s, you get shortages. Or in Russia, they got shortages. So we're just, it's classic price controls.
That's right. And if you remember the price controls, if you're old enough, in the 1970s, and I know Alex is not because he's a younger man, but what happened was that Richard Nixon put them on, and the minute they took them off, it was like a geyser. And it's the same in any economy. You put controls on them, and you have to take them off eventually. It's bongo. It goes right up in the air, and you go, so prices go from perhaps they had a price cap on bread at $2 a loaf, to use it hypothetically, and they held it there for 2 years, and then they took it off, and gold went to bread went to $4 a loaf, and that's what happens.
Well, I mean,
all they're doing is buying time.
Well, I mean, what was gold in 75 from then when it went up to in 1980 to 800?
75, we were trading probably around $300 an ounce. Now I'm guessing. I've been in this a long time, and I got a good memory, but I know that silver made a run up to 250 and then backed off again to about a dollar in that general time frame. But after that, it was over. They started both moving up. And as you know, in 1980, gold went to $850 an ounce. And silver, with the help of the Hunt brothers, went to $50 approximately. And,
When you talk about bongo, when they stop price fixing gold and silver, when should people dump it? When it bounces? I know this is a guesstimation, dead reckoning, but when is bongo? Because it'll go up and then fall, not back to where it was, but down. So what will be the top when it really goes bongo versus where it settles out?
Well, you have to look at all the money being shoved into the markets of the world by all of the central banks. And when you have a situation where money is available and we don't have this credit restriction we have now, and inflation starts to roar because of it, then you're going to come to some impasse. And that impasse is when companies, speculators, governments no longer want to borrow money. And when that happens, deflation will take over. And that's what Paul Craig Roberts talks about. You know, we're 2 or 3 years away because this is an evolutionary process. We don't know when people are going to finally say, I don't want to do that anymore. And then the game is over. So that's the signs that you look for. I usually tell people the best way to find out is subscribe to the publication, and when it happens, I'll let you know.
Well, Bob, I mean, here's the big question, and we're going to take some calls at 1-800-259-9231. The banks are hoarding capital. They're putting, as you know, $500 billion a week out of the window at the Fed, hundreds of billions a week in the, quote, bailout, which is in the trillions now. Ron Paul says it's upwards, going to be over $5 trillion, just as Bloomberg reported a month ago. The longer they keep the currency, the liquidity, the credit cut off the world real economy, the faster the real market's going to die. And so if they continue to hoard the cash, We know then what that means. You know, while they're helicoptering it, you know, only into their own areas and not into the public. That is going to really debase things even faster. So we'll know very soon on whether they intend to just totally destroy everything or whether they try to keep the bubble going. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And it's one way or the other. And I think Paul Craig Robinson and I are right, and I hope that you're wrong.
I'm not saying, Bob, that that's what's going to happen. I'm saying...
No, I'm guessing, too.
I'm not even guessing that that's what's going to happen. I'm asking the question because it appears what they're doing is cutting off all the liquidity to cause a depression, so they're all flush with cash so they can buy everything up now sooner rather than later.
Well, that's where the criminal mind comes in. In order to understand these people, you must think like a criminal. Now,
the natural
thing for them to do would be to make more money. And so what they'll do is get the markets down, they'll load up, and they'll take the markets back up again. That's what they'll do. And that'll prolong the system.
Now, to explain that, the market goes down, they buy in, and then
And then all of a sudden, wondrously, on all the media, the banks have loosened up. The credit's going to be available. No more 20% or 10% down, only 5%. And you don't have to have a 700 FOIC. You can have a 650. And everything's going to be hunky-dory. And you'll see it everywhere. They'll trot out that Warren Buffett, the propagandist for the United States government, and he'll tell you the wonders of what's going to happen, and the market will run 2,000 or 3,000 points, and they'll be out and left you hanging.
Absolutely. So they buy it up cheap, run it up, sell it to all the schmucks, they take the capital, put it into the things they know are going to be safe, and then they finally completely pull the plug.
That's right. Well, they may not do that unless it's in their timing scheme. They may extend things. We don't know that until we get there. That's why this is such a dangerous time for somebody like me to be a prognosticator, because it's so easy to be wrong, and we've just seen it.
Well, bottom line, we know this. They are hyperinflating the currency, and that is going to, in every case, wreck this economy. Look at Argentina, where the very same bankers did the exact same thing with the only first world nation in South America. And now here they are 8 years later after an 8-year depression. It's now deepening Argentina to raid pension funds in desperate search for cash. And this came out today. The credit crisis would be about to calm in the biggest victim so far. The credit crisis would be about to claim its biggest victim so far. And then it talks about the president there. They're going to raid everybody's pension funds now.
That's correct. And maybe other nations might do the same thing. I thought it was very interesting that this year that CalPERS and California Teachers, two biggest pension funds in the country, were off 25%, and for just this last quarter, they were both off 20%. Now, if this continues, which it probably will, you know, over a longer period of time, say for the next 5 quarters until the end of 2009, if we see the Dow down at 7268 or 5,000 or wherever it's going, then they'll probably end up losing half or more of their money. Now, how are they going to pay out?
What's going to happen as it becomes more and more obvious that the bailout was to foreign international offshore institutions and nothing's being done? I mean, if they're going to inflate the currency, you might as well inflate it and give it to the people. That at least builds something in the real economy. But instead, it's clear the people that engineered all this are hogging all the cash for themselves and building up a war chest to attack us further. That is a recipe for rioting.
No, I'm going to call in Robespierre.
Okay.
Much simpler.
And explain that to
Let them roll.
And by let them roll, what do you mean?
Well, he was the fellow in the French Revolution.
Sure.
That led the people to the gallows so that they could have their heads cut off.
Yes. You think that's going to happen?
Without question, and they know it, too. Communications being what they are today, this is not 1970. It's not 1380. Believe me, people are exposed to information they've never been exposed to before. I would say out of the total adult population, 50% know something wrong is going on. In 1970, perhaps 15% knew. And they're going to be really, really mad when their house is taken away, their cars, their job. What are they going to do? They've got children. There's going to be rioting. It's going to be nasty. And the people who are in charge, they know that.
What do you think about the election, the two candidates?
They're both dreadful. It goes beyond description. But I do think that Mr. Obama could be disqualified before the election and maybe after the election because he's not an American citizen. And that would create great consternation socially throughout America. Maybe even turn into some nasty episodes. So that's something that we might have to look forward to. You're very well aware, I'm sure, of the lawsuit that's been filed in Pennsylvania by Mr. Burke.
Stay there, Bob. Brian, Jay, Tony, Princetta, Melissa, your calls straight ahead. The rest of the broadcast on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Bob Bob Chapman's going to be with us. Look at your young men fighting. To the bottom of the next hour, taking your phone calls, and I've got a bunch of technological control grid news I've been wanting to get to the last few days. So stay with us for that. Shane in New York, Jay, Tony, Princetta, Melissa, others. Shane, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Shane. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to thank you again for letting me be on your radio show back in March with my dad. But
What was that case?
Concerning my passport and the Liberty Dollar situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want to thank you very much for letting me be on your show. And I think very highly of you, and I just pray to God there was more people like you. I just can't thank you enough for you being out there. It's awesome.
Well, there are a lot of people like us. You're one of them. I mean, we're just people that want freedom.
Alex, I give out DVDs everywhere I go. I give out your information everywhere I go. I give it to, you know, store managers and gas stations. And everywhere I go, I give stuff out 24/7. So I want to let you know I'm doing everything I can. But what are the chances of getting Bernanke and Paulson on your radio show?
I mean, they might do one or two media appearances a week. It's all very scripted, very controlled. I mean, just the White House press conferences, they may let 30, 40 people in. If you ever ask a serious question, you're never in there again, unless you're, you know, a few little token people they have, you know, old-time reporters, and still that's within the controlled system. But Ron Paul on the banking committee, he's able once a month or so to ask really serious questions, and I know Bernanke really does dread having to put up with that. But I've called for them to be arrested. So has Ron Paul. So I don't know if they'll be coming on my show anytime soon. Speaking of arrest, they've committed a lot of crimes, Bob Chapman. Ron Paul's listed some. What are some of the crimes that they can be arrested for?
Who? Bernanke?
Yeah, and Paulson and the rest of them.
Well, the Federal Reserve is private. It's an act of Congress. I don't know what they're doing within the Federal Reserve that's illegal because we can't find out. It's just like, and the Treasury has a subsidiary called the Exchange Stabilization Fund. We know that they're using that fund to funnel gold through to bomb the market with. But we can't prove it because we can't access it. And how much money does the Exchange Stabilization Fund have? I think they report once a year.
Well, Bob,
maybe
on its
$600 billion, we don't know what they do with it.
But Bob, on its face, you've got almost everybody running the scam, handing out the trillions in the banker takeover bill, is Goldman Sachs. They have meetings with the bankers and hand out hundreds of billions secretly and tell the public you can't see it. That violates all sorts of disclosure laws through the Treasury right there. I mean, insider trading, the list goes on and on.
That's true. And did you see the piece that came up in the House yesterday that was redacted to death?
Yeah, the Huffington Post reported on that. And tell folks about that.
Well, they had a proposal to have Mellon Bank manage some funds or whatever they were doing. And what they were getting paid for doing that was redacted. And the committee chairman said, you know, this is like the CIA. I mean, why don't they want to tell us? And then they bought on Bill Seidman, who ran the RTC back in the 1980s, which was the agency that took care of the failure of savings and loans and wrapped it all up and fixed it up. But they announced, Bill says, look, everything we did, we announced it immediately. Everything was open. You know, everything was truthful.
Yeah,
he stopped himself, you know. And he says, you can't do this. You're losing even more confidence than you have already. And then the committee, Waxman, said the same thing.
Stay there. Thanks for the call, Shane, Jay, Tony, Princetta, Melissa, everybody. Your calls are coming up. But this is so big, so criminal, we don't even have words to describe it. They're just handing out secret money to whoever they want. Total criminals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman's our guest here in this fourth hour for the next 30 minutes, taking your phone calls on a host of issues. We just went live at PrisonPlanet.tv, as we do every day during the fourth hour. Some days the whole show is streamed over the web for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Bob, finish up, and we're going to go back to calls, Jay and others that are holding, with Congress is demanding documents about the trillions being handed out in the banker takeover bill, not $700 billion. They admitted that, oh, well, we didn't want to give you a number too big, but not one too low. Just to give you an idea. It actually said just unlimited, do whatever you want, no transparency, no one can look at you, no agency can ever investigate what you've done. I mean, this is written for fraud and criminality by those that have caused all the crises. And, yeah, I meant to get to it yesterday. I just mentioned it. It was on Huffington Post, also up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We linked to it, where Congress was given these blacked-out documents about how much these banks are being paid to hand the money out to other banks. With all these cronies inside Goldman Sachs running the banker bailout, giving the money to themselves, and it's like the CIA where it's all blacked out. I mean, Bob Chapman, the magnitude, the chutzpah, the arrogance, the over-the-topness of the corruption we're seeing, I mean, it even staggers my mind. Comment some more on that.
You know, it's truly arrogance. They don't care what we think. You know, we're the sheeple, and we're to be treated that way. And, you know, in history, if you look back, all groups or all people who have acted that way end up in a way that they don't want to end up. And that's what's going to happen in America. If people think that they can't get to these people, they can. Because we're going to have a chaotic situation down the line here, and people are going to say, who did that to me? And so there will be a price to pay. But in the meantime, yes, they're getting paid unholy sums by their friends to handle this supposed saving of Americans' financial society. We're talking about, when all is said and done, over $10 trillion. Right now they're talking about $700 billion or $1.2 trillion, then $1.8. They ain't even scratching the surface yet. These people are going to steal so much it's unbelievable, and then the system will collapse. And they think they're going to get away with it, and they're not, because people like you, Alex, have guests on who are going to tell the public what they've done and how they've stolen all this money, how corrupt they are, and the public is going to react.
Well, Bob,
either that or before that, they're going to shoot you and I, one or the other.
Well, Bob, I mean, I know you're aware of this, but it's on the local news. Everybody I know is calling me about it. All over the country, thousands of bankers, and the Federal Reserve branch banks are even calling local banker heads who aren't even part of the inner group, and they're going to schools, elementary schools, churches, telling them they're our friends, telling them false stories about how all this happened and how some things are coming, but just do what we say. So they know they're in danger, or they wouldn't be out beating the pavement instead of, you know, playing golf or visiting their mistresses, they're all over pushing this and then announcing army brigades and, you know, trying to intimidate the public. But I guess they just can't help it. In the words of PNAC, they've got the power, and they say, we just need to go ahead and use it. I mean, I guess they just can't help themselves. It's amazing.
Right, and they've had that their way for a long time. We haven't had we had the Depression, but by historical standards, it was bad, but not that bad. I mean, we had the 1870s, which is really bad. It's no wonder everybody headed west. They'd rather face the Indians and the people in the cities. But we had some pretty nasty times historically, and we could be returning to that.
Could be. We're going to skip this break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Stay with us. All right, Bob.
Yes?
I want to go to calls right when we come back for Jay, Tony, and everybody else that's holding. I want to go to them fast. There's just so many questions I've got for you. Bad to worse. I mean, you say it could be heading that way. I mean, Chrysler's laying off 25% of their employees. I mean, I live in supposedly the most wealthy, best off, most balanced city in the country. Austin's rated number one everywhere now, per capita. And I mean, let me tell you, the economy is you go to restaurants that you couldn't get in. You know, I'll take my wife out once a week. There's restaurants we have to call and get reservations. Not anymore. You go to the mall, it's empty. You go to car dealerships, they're shutting down. I mean, what's it going to be like for in other, like Michigan and California and Arizona?
It's going to be dreadful in Michigan. And it's going to be California. Anybody who live there, I tell them, start carrying illegally because you're going to need it. I mean, it's 200,000 gang members with automatic weapons. I mean, the police are afraid to do anything to them. And that's just in the Long Beach, L.A. area.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's going to get nasty, and we're on the right track, and the more people we reach, the better. At least they'll be able to handle it better. I'll say, hey, Alex said that. He was right. Now I know what to do. We're making a big difference, believe me.
I know we are, but, I mean, a lot of macho guys get into the fact that it's going to get real bloody. I'm upset by all this, and it's so needless, but you've got these swollen, know-it-all pimps running everything, and they just get away with so much crap. And they're going to destroy everything.
It's very, very, very frustrating. You know, I wrote a piece this morning, you know, these masters of the universe, they're all Ivy League, they're all bright, they're all connected, they're willing to pledge obedience to the Illuminous Satanist's power in order to have a good life.
I know they threw you a curveball with imploding the gold over $150.
That's okay.
Where do you see it going?
Well, it's trying to find a bottom right now, both gold and silver. And whether it's here or not, I don't know. But when it comes, it comes, and then they'll go right back up again. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to change anything. I've told everybody, you're in for the long term, don't you sell anything. So you just lost hundreds of, thousands of dollars in profits. So what? You're in for the long term. I can't get you jumping in out of the market like a jackrabbit. And most of these people are elderly, too. Elderly is over 50.
All right, here we go.
And so, you know, they're not trained for that.
Yeah, here we go.
Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Worldwide, there's only one group doing good, and that's the small intergroup of private banks. They're gobbling up the other banks, corporations. Every major market is bleeding to death. Every major industry is imploding. And the bankers are setting up their world government. Bob Chapman's our guest. Jay in Texas, then Tony, Princetta, Melissa. Jay, go ahead quickly.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? What's going on, Bob? Bob stole a lot of my thunder actually earlier with the Dow. I've been in this business for about 7 years now, and he says, the 2002, 2003 lows, I think we go much lower than that personally. And you can actually see the evidence of, if you even believe in the PPT, which I know some, the plunge protection team, I know some do, some don't. The market was down 500 you know, started the day. We've just rallied to 135, 140. So on the Dow, I think now live we're about 200 down. And, it's hit, you know, the crisis has hit Wall Street, but it hasn't hit Main Street yet. And we'll know how severe it gets when the, October mutual fund redemptions come up.
Did I hear you say you don't know if the president's group on open markets, is real?
No, that's not me. I said, I don't know if other people don't believe it. I personally, I believe it. I see it in the market every single day.
Well, no, I mean, they admit it. Bob, you want to comment on that?
Well, you're right. They do. And, you know, the working group of financial markets. But the gentleman said he believes that, but a number of other people don't. Well, that's fine. And they'll pay for it in spades. And I agree with the gentleman. Not only are we going to test 72, 68, we'll have a 1,000, 2,000 point rally, and they'll make all their money. They'll let it go back down again, and it'll probably break to 6,000, then to 5, and then to 3,800. And it might. If we're lucky, it'll stay there. Who knows where this thing is going? Do you agree, caller?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bob, I mean, my personal is 4,500 on the Dow, and I see that within maybe, I would say, a year to 18 months.
Good frame.
Charting-wise, I mean, if you look at the S&P right now, which is mainly what I follow, you see a huge triangle on there right now. Roughly, if you want to test the 839 lows of October 10th, we break that, you say goodnight, you see 600, I think, in a heartbeat on the S&P.
Today it broke down again, the S&P.
It did, but it snapped back. And when you had those snapback rallies, which right there.
Well, the snapback is the plunge protection team in there. Because since I got on this phone with Alex, they've tried 12 times to rally it. We're on number 13 right now.
Yeah, it's 163, and I completely agree with you. Once that breaks, and like I said, when you see the mutual fund redemptions, and you know, in the rumors of the quant funds breaking up in the market, which caused all these selling anyway. But once people see, you know, October 31st of next, you know, this month is when mutual funds have to report what they're going to do. You know, that's the end of the year cycle.
A lot of companies aren't going to make their dividends, are they?
A lot of companies, the lower the stock prices go, the higher the dividend yield goes. You've seen some companies, you know, saying, no, we're not going to do this. You would have to raise some cash to see dividend yields being paid here pretty soon. And that means, you know, liquidation.
That's what I'm saying. And then you're going to have companies that are defaulting, Enron style, Bob.
Absolutely.
I mean,
and, you're also going to have redemptions in not only mutual funds, but also in hedge funds. And that's
absolutely
what the gentleman was talking about.
Oh, by the way, Bob, people keep calling me saying annuities are insured, are secured. And as the experts I talk to, and best I can tell, that's just a fable.
You're right. But I looked at a portfolio today that belonged to an annuity from Pacific Life. And quite frankly, it was decent. I mean, they had two investments, 6 to 8% of the total invested capital in that particular annuity, but all the rest of them were 1 or 2%. So it was really spread out, and it lost about 12% this year, which is not all that bad. So you got to know what you're buying. Some are good, some aren't.
I've got a question. I appreciate your call, Jay. You know, the Dow Jones is the top 30, the blue chips, and then they take losers out, so it's even fixed. And then, you know, put in winners. And then that, you know, is the benchmark. And you can look at the other indexes. And I know there's some other groups that and computer systems that kind of try to give you the real market. But Bob, I mean, compared to how bad the Dow is doing from 14,000 down to 8,200 right now, 8,300, what's the real market down, you know, the whole market in totality in the last 3 or 4 years?
Well, I think the main divining here, and I think the caller will agree with me, is we don't know how much money the government has poured into the market. And if we knew that, we could get an assessment because they're in every market 24/7 doing what they want to it. So it's an unknown factor. We just don't know. And until changes come in government, we'll never know. Until we can access those records and find out what they've been doing.
Well, notice how the secrecy is first to fight the Russians and other groups, and now it's Al-Qaeda, and now it's just every government of every type. You know, cops beat your kid to death. They say, we're not going to tell you why, or we're not going to release the surveillance footage. I mean, it's just government is a bunch of out-of-control employees. I mean, imagine, it's like having employees who slap you around and tell you what to do and then rob you for their paycheck at gunpoint. I mean, I'm sick of it.
Well, it's all, you know, Stasi type, Gestapo-type, KGB-type stuff.
Just a gang.
And that's just exactly what they are. They've become animals.
Tony in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. Hello, Alex Jones. I'm calling from Georgia. I've heard you've got a lot of people calling from Georgia. Apparently, you're waking up a lot of people around here. But I'm sitting here watching on Yahoo News where they said oil's dropping to $60 a barrel. So their OPEC decides to cut back on production of oil.
Still doesn't work.
Excuse me?
Still dropped.
Yeah, they cut back on making oil, 1.5 million barrels a day. I really don't understand.
Well, they're cutting it to try to get the price back. It's hurting them. Bob, I tell you, Lindsey Williams has never been a baloney pusher, and that's why when he said in the next few months oil's going to drop to $60 a barrel, and when he said that it was $148, you know, he knows that Atlantic Richfield, former CEO, another company had. Oops.
A bit of good fortune there because Lindsay's premise was the new secret oil fields that they're going to come online in Indonesia and the Arctic. And yes, we know they're there. They're 7 years away. And yes, eventually oil will go down to $50 a barrel. But in the meantime, we had deleveraging in the market and we had our government pounding the energy complex. And
well, obviously, it wasn't discovery and bringing to market in 2 months oil fields, which they have only publicly discovered one of them, and it's not as big as he said. Obviously, the guy was going to give him layers of bull. But, I mean, he really did work with these people. He really does know them. The fact is, they were feeding him a line they wanted put out.
Well, perhaps. And I'm sure Lindsay reported in totally good faith. But you've got to understand what this is psychopolitical warfare, and anything goes. And you know you can be dead right and be wrong, and we've just seen that. I mean, who would have thought that commodities would have dropped 60-65%, or the price of gold 20 or 25%, and silver 50%?
Well, they're doing that to try to cover inflation.
That's right.
But it's a very
destructive... Absolutely, and it's going to come back like a wild dog, only the dog's going to be rabid this time.
Well, obviously, and they know that. Oh, boy. Tony, thanks for the call. Princetta in Louisiana, thanks for holding.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones. First, I wanted to say that since April, I've listened to your show on a daily basis, and I really do appreciate the very timely and relevant information that you share with everyone.
Well, thank you for tuning in.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to briefly comment on the issue of Barack Obama and the globalists and their plan for the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want to say, as a black woman and a member of the Nation of Islam, I can say that we are not deceived by the globalists' plan to use Mr. Obama to deceive black people into looking away from the real issues that are going on with us as a people. And I want to also say that the globalists' plan for the New World Order is not simply that they're arrogant, but they want to depopulate the earth of 90% of people, which actually the black and darker people outnumber the white race on this earth.
Yeah, no, the group, the New World Order, really wants to wipe out is everybody of color, and then whites, they've stated, are going to be licensed to have children, and most of us are going to be exterminated as well. And I'm sorry, you know, I talk about that, people get freaked out. We have thousands of documents. I mean, that's really what they're planning. Bob Chapman?
Absolutely. I've got books that go back to the early 1800s on eugenics, and they've been talking and scheming this thing in Europe, and particularly the United States, for years. And this is where Adolf Hitler got all of his ideas from, Americans who were into this thing, who were Satanists.
Yep, it's true. I mean, we don't make it up, folks. We just report the facts. Princetta, any comments on that?
Yes, sir. I just want to say that I agreed with Mr. Chapman when he said that something is going to happen, you know, that people are going to be angry, and there's going to be actually a revolution in this country. Because when people do wake up and recognize not only the whites, but the blacks, when they recognize how they've been deceived, that these people can put in front of us a black man because he's black, and we're supposed to support him when he has no interest in our issues but to serve those of his master. And I also want to say that once everyone recognized that the plan of the globalists for their new world order is not going to work entirely, because as the Bible...
Hold on, Princetta. We're going to skip this break. We're going to keep talking to you right now. Okay, Princetta, please continue.
As I was saying, as the Bible and the Holy Quran make us aware that, of course, the rulers of the darkness of this world have plans, but that what their plans are, the Holy Quran teaches us that, and they plan, and as we call them, the House of Israel plans, but God plans, and He is the best of planners. So, yes, we're going to do some suffering, and there's going to be tribulation in this earth, but you can rest assured that the globalists will not have the final say, that the God that creates the heavens and the earth will have the final say in this matter.
Well, there's no doubt.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, there's no doubt, even if you're an atheist out there and think we're all nuts, the elite really do believe they're worshiping Lucifer. They really believe they're setting up a world government. They really believe that they for their God, have to kill the majority of us. And we're in a lot of trouble. And, you know, when you understand that psychopathic killers run everything, then everything starts making sense. Bob, you're trying to say something?
No, I think she's covered it beautifully. And I think it's important that we stick together as Americans, not as black, brown, or white Americans, all together.
Yeah, it's really bad. You know, as a black woman, is it painful for you not just to see black folks, but so many other people being completely suckered by Barack Obama? And again, I'm not saying McCain's good either. It's just the fact that Obama is a lot slicker, and he's really suckering a lot of people. And I feel sorry for him, because they're in for a rude awakening.
Well, for me, Mr. Jones, as I said, as a black woman and a member of the Nation of Islam, we're not deceived by what the rulers of this world do. We understand that Mr. Obama is being used again to deceive black people, so we're aware that God has in his plan and that what the rulers are planning. But I do want to say this, that it is a lot to what these people say when they talk about aliens and all these things. The rulers of this world know that there's something coming up upon this world, and they know the scriptures, and they know prophecy. But instead of telling the people the truth, they put it in terms where the people don't understand. But I say to you, Mr. Jones, and to your audience, that there is something to what these people are saying, and that God, in essence, what we're witnessing.
All right.
I know this may not be something that everyone wants to hear.
It's very interesting, and we're glad that you're tuned in. Thank you. I'm going to try to hurry here because our guest has to leave us in about 6, 7, 8 minutes. Melissa in North Carolina, and then Danny, Tony, and Mike. That'll be it for calls. Go ahead, Melissa.
Hey, yes, thanks for having me on. I wanted to tell you, I'm in North Carolina, and I have a statement on what Chuck Ball and the revolution. I was trying to get on that ballot to write in his name, and his campaign told me that North Carolina had told them a specific date to have their signatures turned in to be on the ballot, and then they turned around and lied to them and told them that they missed the cutoff date to get on the ballot. And so, therefore, I can't write his name in. The third party guy that is on there, I don't even know his name. I don't know anything about him. I'm battling with, should I vote for third party, not knowing who I'm voting for? I don't want a hand in the evil of voting for any of them. I just can't bring myself to vote. Or to be a smart aleck and protest to write Chuck Ball's name in, just even though it doesn't count.
They won't even care. I mean, only the pollers will see that, and most of them are thinking about Hollywood Squares or whatever and won't even really see it. Bob Chapman, you want to comment on that?
I would write. I would vote for the third party candidate. I think that's the best of all the options. He certainly can't be any worse than the other two.
That's right. Every election, we see the numbers for third party folks getting higher and higher. Let's go back here to the full audience. Melissa was asking about not liking either party, so vote for third party. And we were saying, yeah, you know, build the numbers of any, you know, legitimate third party movement, unless it's the communist or something. Anything else, Melissa?
Have you heard? I know he's in most of the other states on the ballot. I haven't heard a lot about him, but he does know about the New World Order, and he says he's against all of what they're doing.
Who, Chuck Baldwin?
Yes, sir, openly.
No, he's a great guy. I know Chuck, and he's a great candidate.
Have you heard a lot of people say that they're going to vote for him?
Uh-huh.
Because I think that everybody should vote for him, you know, even the ones that have him on their ballot.
Well, Ron Paul's endorsed him, and so I appreciate your call. Danny in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I don't know if I'm talking to the current issues today, but I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you and your show. I just discovered you a couple of weeks ago, and I'm actually just up the road from you here, about 25, 30 miles. I've read about the Trilateral Commission back in the early 80s as I guess an investigative reporter had written an article in Penthouse magazine, and I think the problem with it was that he was trying to tie it to the JFK assassination. And speaking of that, I tried to get in on your show yesterday. I just wanted to. I almost sat down and cried when I saw what you had posted, and I've heard so long and been so insulted for so many years that by the lone gunman theory that it was just a real blessing.
Well, we posted E. Howard Hunt exclusive video of him talking about how the government did kill JFK, not just the audio but the video. And this has been in the Rolling Stone magazine, and no other mainstream media picked it up, but we exclusively 2 days ago released that. And in the comments section at Infowars.com and on the YouTube comments, there's guys going, this is just some drunk bum they picked up off the side of the road. Look at how he's having trouble talking. Yeah, he did two deathbed confessions. Both times he thought he was going to die. He's propped up in a chair. He beat cancer 10 times. He was obviously pretty evil. He was a sniper in World War II and in China against the Japanese, and then OSS and CIA. I mean, E. Howard Hunt, he died last year. He'd had all his teeth removed, part of his jaw removed, he'd had throat cancer and a bunch of his throat removed, he's propped up in a chair, can barely talk, and these little cowardly nobodies sit there on the site saying, we've made it up, and that it's a bum who's drunk. You know what? You're going to be old men someday. You're going to be 87 years or old or whatever with cancer all over your ass, and let's see if you can sit up and do a deathbed confession. And another thing is, don't just, they instinctively just lie. They always just instinctively lie to themselves and just say we're lying when it's admitted it's E. Howard Hunt. It's an incredible exclusive. And instead of saying we're right, they just say, oh, that's just some drunk bum. Bob Chapman.
I agree. And I've seen even after what Hunt did, you know, for years he lived down in Mexico. And then he come back, and he was instrumental in a lawsuit against Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight. I mean, this guy was really evil.
And then he comes out and says, okay, it's all true, on his deathbed, and they're making fun of him. I mean, there's, you know, it's him there with a air hose in his nose in a hospital bed. It's all there, and they go, oh, that's just a drunk bum. It doesn't matter. I mean, we give people absolute proof, and they just, whatever. Bob, do you ever get sick of just absolute denial by people?
It's hard, but, you know, they're human, and we just got to keep on working because we got to hit their hot button so that they'll realize and come into action and inform others. That's what this is all about. We got to let people know what to expect. We got to let people know who the bad guys are, and how they can defend themselves against it.
Bob, firing out the toll-free number, people get a free introductory copy of your newsletter.
Yes, I will, sir. And that number is 877-479-8178. And, of course, it's toll-free. That's 877-479-8178. You can get a free introductory copy of the International Forecaster. And if you'd like to go to the site, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com.
All right, Bob. Thanks for spending time with us today, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, and it was my pleasure. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. Sorry I have to go to these calls so quick. All of you are making great points, but good to hear from you, callers. We'll jam in your final calls, too. Got some space-age news here for you as well after the break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You got Steve Shank.
Would you like to know how you...
Yep, they got me on hold right now.
Ooh.
Thank you very much, and it was my pleasure. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. Sorry I have to go to these calls so quick. All of you are making great points, but good to hear from you, callers. We'll jam in your final calls, too. Got some space-age news here for you as well after the break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with...
All right, I'm going to call him back. I'll let you know as soon as he's there.
Personal security and well-being is our goal.
He's here.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
I love this line.
Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry.
Oh, Johnny Cash.
Understand, you're a man. I'm tired of your bad mouthing. understand your man.
You can sell my other suit to the Salvation Army. Pentagon wants pack of robots to detect non-cooperative humans. We're going to be covering that. U.S. military chief says NATO to defend Baltics in any attack. Voice of America. Very interesting.
You can give my other suit
to the Salvation Army.
And everything else I leave behind. I ain't taking nothing that'll slow down my traveling.
While I'm untangling.
While I'm untangling.
All right, that's enough. I can listen to Johnny Cash later at home.
I ain't gonna repeat
what I said anymore.
While I'm breathing.
All right. I'll be gone.
I'll be as gone
as a wild goose in winter.
Then you'll understand.
Okay, I'm going to cover these stories before the show ends and take a few final calls from Tony and Mike and a few others. But for a little while here, I wanted to get Steve Shank up today. Because while you see commodities falling, there are shortages of all sorts of things, like staple food, gold, silver. And that shows the manipulation. Price is falling, but shortages. That's price fixing. But food prices aren't going down like other commodities. They're actually going up. And since he's the longest continually operated storable foods company in the nation, almost 28 years, and great folks that I get my storable foods from, as part of the economic coverage today, I wanted to get Steve Shank up from eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, to go over what he's witnessing right now in food preparation and in the market. Steve Shank, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I'm glad that we got together. Because right now, this last week, and right at present, is the most dangerous time we've ever had in this country. I'm talking about absolute dangerous. Because, you know, you've all heard the old story about how to cook a frog. If you throw them in boiling water, he'll jump right back out. But if you put him in cool water, then slowly turn up the heat, he's going to be cooked before he knows what's happening. That's that desensitization, Alex, is exactly what's happening to our people.
Yeah, no, it's training us up and down the markets, commodities up and down. Meanwhile, Main Street is just shutting down.
Absolutely. And what's happening is the events that are, for example, the stock market drop that we had yesterday and today. Okay, any other time, that would have been newsworthy to the point that they'd gnaw on that for a whole week and everybody'd go into a panic. But we've had so many of them, so many ups, so many downs. We have a down, it's a big crash. The first one was a big deal, and people just got all freaked out and started putting in food supplies and knew it was happening. And then they kind of got it resolved, and it came back up again, and everybody stops and says, well, gee, it might be better. And then it goes up and down and up and down. It's just like cooking a frog. Very simply, what's happening is our people are becoming desensitized to these extremes that normally it would shake them up and they'd get their tailing.
Well, we just had a caller who was a stockbroker and, of course, Bob Chapman saying the same thing. We are being trained for the sucker punch. I don't know when it's coming, but regardless of Wall Street and all that, people focus on that too much, and it's in deep trouble way down today.
Yeah.
The main issue is they're hyperinflating the currency, the industry's falling apart, the banks are taking over dictatorial power and told Congress that they won't let Congress see who they gave the money to. I mean, it's just lawless government now, and that's why I think people should get self-sufficient.
Well, the fact is that, you know, we've been talking about, when you and I get together, one of the main things that we keep talking about is we have guaranteed hyperinflation coming at us. And we have guaranteed, now the mainstream press is even saying, okay, gas prices are going down. Remember, you and I talked last time, and we said gas prices will go down. Now they're down into the twos, you know, below $3. Food prices will
actually, you're the only person I know that said 6 months ago gold was going to drop. And it has. No doubt later it's going to go way back up, all the economists are saying, because of the hyperinflation when it kicks in. But how did you know? Because Bob Chapman didn't even see that one coming.
Well, the reason that I knew was the fact that food, oddly enough, most people don't realize it, but food and food prices and availability really sets the value of every single thing in our economy, including the gold. And what's happening is the food is continuing to increase in price, and I'm not too sure, but what if it continues at the rate it's going, and hyperinflation kicks in and adds to the skyrocketing prices of food, I'm not too sure that gold will ever skyrocket like everybody thinks it will, because if food becomes a significant issue, gold will never reach its upper limits, and people that are sitting there with gold will have to get converted over to food at some point in time. Otherwise, when food establishes the value of gold, gold will almost have no value whatsoever. Now,
well, the point of having gold is,
I'll tell you what, it's going to happen.
Well, we have to look at all avenues here, but the point of gold is, for assets, it's a lot better than a bunch of money sitting in the bank or the stock market.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're physically holding it, but I agree. Water filters come first, and then food and guns.
Absolutely.
And you got to have water, got to have food, and got to have guns to protect it, and you got to have a will to use it. And with all the Northcom and the government saying they're gearing up for all this and saying they're getting ready for civil disturbances, what are they getting ready for? Why are they getting ready for mass rioting? What do you see happening, Steve Shank?
Well, the reason that mass rioting will occur is over food. I'll guarantee it just as
we're already having worldwide riots. We're already having worldwide riots over food.
Yep. And the thing that we're going to be dealing with, the reason that I talked about the cook and frogs thing is what's happening, what we're seeing with orders, is a big crisis hits and everybody orders food like crazy. You and I talk and we talk about what's going on and we've got food orders coming in and they're going like mad. And then all of a sudden, it reverses, and people are being bounced back and forth with the stock market, with the housing situation, with the gas prices and everything, to the point where they freeze up, and all, as soon as something starts looking decent again, all the orders for food stop. And then it takes another bigger and harder blow, but the fact is that there are so many of them coming so fast that eventually the population is going to get so desensitized that they will not move until they actually get cooked in the squad.
And to be clear, this is the business you're in, and the reason you've been the name in it and been in it for 28 years almost is because you really believe in all this, and you believe in self-sufficiency and not being beholden to the government, and you've seen what they did in the Soviet Union and China using food as a weapon and what the UN has said. And regardless of what's coming, we know we're in crazy times, and we know a lot of strange things are happening. We know hyperinflation's here. We had bizarre sneak attacks on Russia and Iran stuff and these two other wars. I mean, I really believe people should get storable food. And I go out and I find the best sponsor there is, the people I decided to buy it from, and you're here. And so it's you're a sponsor, so it's win-win-win-win-win, and it's high-quality freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and it's very inexpensively priced. And you're a zealot. You believe in this because you understand history. And so it's just all the way around a good thing to do. Tell folks about some of the food packages you get, how they get into some storable food now, and then they're secure. We don't do this because we live in fear. We do this because we know it's a real world, and we want to be prepared.
If you are independent, you then can be fearless, Alex. But the fact is that they put together one-year supplies, and you do multiples of that. They have a grab-and-go kit, which is a two-month supply, three meals a day, and it's really good quality food. It's the same quality that you eat. The only difference is a little bit dried, and as a result of that, it retains all of its nutrition and flavor, and you cook with it just like you do straight out of the garden. But, you know, the thing that's happening, the thing that I'm concerned about is right now, you know, we quoted some statistics last time, 30% of the population is having to decide whether they buy food or pay other necessities. Now it's up to 40%, and that happened in 3 weeks. And 60% of American families right now, on a recent New York Times survey, 60% of American families are cutting back on the quality and quantity of their food they've got. And unless families that are sitting out there, you know, waiting to see what's going to happen, move and get food in their possession. We now have a situation with Mr. Colin Powell and Joe Biden, the vice presidential candidate, both making a statement that there is going to be a generated crisis shortly after the new president, which they're assuming is Obama.
And Powell even listed the day, the 22nd or 23rd, but says he won't tell us what it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Steve, give them the number and give them the website for people that do want to check into what you have to offer.
Okay. It's 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, it's eFoodsDirect.com. Now, we're putting up some information about this and what's happening, but eFoodsDirect.com, you can get a bunch of information. But the main thing is families have to unfreeze from all of the whipsaw that they've got from all of these things going up and down. And first of all, we have a disaster, and then they say it's going to be fixed, and then it's not fixed, and then we have another disaster. And they're going to get so desensitized that they don't do anything until it's too late. It's just like the frogs being cooked. And that's the biggest danger that we have right now, Alex.
It is. eFoodsDirect.com. Just a letter E, foodsdirect.com. Big banners up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. At the top of the page, a very important sponsor, great guy. We bring you the sponsors we believe in. This is high-quality, freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Stores for more than 10 years in climate control. 10 years in your garage or attic if it's not climate-controlled. And it's, again, just the mindset of getting prepared. Exactly. Not living in fear. Living empowered. I mean, I'm not afraid at night. Somebody breaks in my house, I got an instant access pistol safe in half the rooms, and I'm going to gun them down. And if riots start and there's no food, there's a 10% chance you've got to be ready. And unfortunately, it's more than that. And I'm going to sit there. Anybody tries to take my food, they're dead or in a hammer, because I'm taking care of my children. And, it's that simple. That's my philosophy, and I know that's Steve's philosophy. Steve, give folks the number.
800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
And folks will
on
be
the
there.
Web, it's eFoodsDirect.com.
And people will be there all weekend, or they can order any time on the web.
Yep, absolutely.
How late are those operators there, 24 hours a day?
Well, the operators that can take messages on the telephone are 24 hours. Of course, the web is 24 hours. If you have specific questions, we keep normal hours, which would be about 12 hours a day.
That's right. So about 12 hours a day, you've got your expert people inside your company. Then it goes to the answering service after that. But just don't procrastinate. Steve Shank, thanks for popping in with us today.
Take care, Alex.
Yeah, I know that guy behind the scenes. He really, really is into all of this. I mean, he's up in Utah. So that's, those folks are really always into being prepared and being ready. And I think it makes sense. I mean, it's really stupid to not be prepared. I mean, how do we get convinced? All of our ancestors, I don't care if it was in Africa or Japan or England or Germany, they were into storing food. Squirrels do it. Chipmunks do it. Ants do it. Birds do it. Why? I mean, I'm just going to trust the grocery store. Especially people that live in, like, Chicago or New York, just these concrete jungles, and, you know, there's a power outage, and people are rioting in an hour and robbing everything. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just a good feeling to have storable food and not have to worry about it. I'm going to come back in the final segment and jam in a few calls here, but I spilt my lunch on this, or I would show you this news article. It's up on it's up on Infowars.com. It's an Infowars.net story by Steve Watson. Pentagon wants pack of robots to detect non-cooperative humans. And it's mainstream news, and it's got the Pentagon purchase order. It says to deal with citizens that don't submit, non-cooperative human subjects for domestic use against the American people in pursuit and evasion scenarios. And they've got all these all-terrain robots developed for Mars rovers and others. These other ones are like big dogs that run on four legs. They got swords that have already killed a lot of people in Iraq, the little armored robots with grenade launchers and machine guns on them and nerve gas. And people laugh at it and say, that's a wimpy thing. I'll just shoot that. These are the early generations. They're pumping a lot of money into this, and they're transferring to, right now, more and more control of aircraft and drone systems to where they're pilotless, but not just pilotless, where they're computer programmed. And see, the elite can order troops to go shoot their grandma. They may not do it, but robots will follow orders. And it allows very small central groups of people to do things with remote control aircraft and things like 9/11. I'll go ahead and show you the article. But there's a picture of the robots right there on screen. That's just some of them. And there's a whole other issue and a whole other area to this. It's the denials. It's people making jokes and saying, oh, look at Alex fear-mongering. The robots are going to get me. Listen, they really do have combat swords killing people in Iraq. Okay? They really do have, the Air Force says by 2012, half of its fleet is going to be drone, non-manned. This is the future. And I mean, we're in 2008, folks. You're not in 1950 or whatever when you were born. There are cross-species, human-animal clones. There are robots they're developing. I've talked to Marines about classified stuff, a lot of which was later came out. They've got really vicious combat mechs. A lot of them look like a small army tank, but it's a robot. It's got its own little brain. It's got a face scan. It's got cameras. One of these things was in the Honolulu paper a couple of years ago. It was a mini tank, and it looked like a joke. It had like 15 guns on it or something, you know, cannons and machine guns and nerve gas sprayers and pepper spray sprayers. And I mean, it's real. I can't believe the public's denial about all this. I mean, I just can't believe the denial, or that you don't understand what it means that they'll send out these robots to find you in the woods, and then that'll call in drones above dropping nerve gas on you. I mean, our military's gearing up to attack us with nerve gas. This is for us, NORTHCOM. I mean, that's what NORTHCOM does. They train to destroy the American people. I'm going to skip this break, too. I want to take calls right now. Here we go. On the web. Better than not getting at anybody. Trey just came and asked me a question. What is that?
Is this okay? Violet wanted you to proof it.
Proof it for what? I don't even know what it is.
It sounds good for your press release.
Yeah, but I don't even need to be in the press release. I just want Willie and Ventura in the press release.
Okay.
I deliberately wrote that where I'm not in it.
You don't need that in there.
Huh? I mean,
you don't need that in there?
I know she's been spending all day on adding this.
Tell me after the show.
Yeah, no, I don't want it in there.
Cool.
I don't want to put myself in there. So many people coming in here during the breaks. We're still live on air, by the way, right now. We got so many people coming in that it's like they just ran into each other like a cartoon. I was in there earlier, had two phones to my head and three people in there trying to talk me to. I said I go to calls. Tony in Canada, you're on the air, Tony. Go ahead. Hey, John boy.
Hey, Tony.
Hello.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Greetings from the Great White North.
Welcome.
Yeah, big fan. Subscriber, whole nine yards. Okay, listen, I wanted to just make a point here, and I'll be quick. I was attending a Noam Chomsky, and I know you're not a big fan of his, and I don't disagree with you.
Well, he talks like this, so he must be a genius. So sorry, go ahead.
I know. And he at the answer question and answer period, people were getting up to the mic, you know, and about every person who was getting up there was saying, wringing their hands and saying, well, you know, what can I do? I'm just a single person, you know. And after about four or five of these, Chomsky just lost it. And he's like saying to these people, you know, if the people in Haiti who are one of the most oppressed people you can come up, you know, you can find, can organize and overthrow a government, he says, you know, what's wrong with you people?
Well, that sounds like he might actually be a real human being.
Well, yeah. My point, though,
Lord Chomsky,
I email about this, is that, you know, historically, most revolutions, including the French Revolution, it was they overthrew an entrenched bureaucracy with less than 7% of the population.
Yeah, same thing with ours. About 2% started the war, 5% won the war.
Absolutely.
So, no. I mean, what we've got is we think we're bad and tough and cool and smart, but really we're a domesticated, lap of luxury nation of cowards. And but don't worry, getting run over and humiliated will turn you back into a man.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm just saying is that, you know, like everybody I've talked to here and mentioned these things, they all know something's up. Even the people that don't, you know, really get into, you know, looking into the reality of the situation here. and everybody knows what they're up. They're storing food. They're stashing cash. You know, and it's not going to take them. These guys, their control is thumbnails.
No, no, I agree. The elite are in deep trouble, and no amount of combat robots is going to help them if we can defeat the New World Order in the next 5 to 10 years. After that, they're just going to have helicopters flying pattern grids that are robotic, nerve-gassing all of us. But the public won't believe it until they see whole cities dying. Then we'll get the victory. We're going to win. It's just how far down the line of the extermination operation will it be? Hold on. We're going back to the full audience.
Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before.
But your thoughts will soon be rambling the way they always do.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours
and there's nothing much to do,
and you don't feel much like riding,
you just wish the trip was through. It's a good song. I can just play this out at the end of the show right now.
Here I am
on the road again.
On the road again.
Here I am up on the stage.
Here
I go playing the star again. Hey, you're right. We actually outnumber them. They've just somehow convinced us that we're the minority. I think the song says it. Here we go. Most times you can hear them talk. Sometimes you can't. Want to explode. All right, finishing up, Tony. You're making good points about how everybody hates the government, the scumbags, the filth. You're up in Canada, same thing. Yeah, their crap isn't selling anymore, thank God.
Well, my whole point is this, Alex, is people should not, you know, I mean, you can listen to the news, and it's hard not to get down and depressed and, you know, all anxious and everything else. But, you know, my point is that it's not that it's bad, but, you know, it's not like it's the end.
No, I understand that.
Right.
We're not trying to even reach people that are already awake. You know, this show isn't just the choir. We're on AM and FM, all this other stuff. We're reaching new people every day by the tens of thousands. And so we're trying to, with the facts, shock them out of their days. People say, well, Alex, you know, gets all mad and angry and scary. The truth is scary. And I think the hard medicine is what's needed. And it actually gets people to go, huh, now what are you saying? Instead of apologetically or nicely telling them, I tell them, look, you look into this right now. This is serious. I appreciate your call. Ken, Dan, Alex, Bruce, everybody else. We could go into overdrive, take these calls. No, we don't have time to do that. We got a lot of stuff going on. I want to get to everybody, but I'm just out of time. I'm sorry. Call me back Monday, because I probably won't be live Sunday. I'm going to ask Ventura. If Ventura wants to go do the show Sunday, and he said he would, but I got a lot of stuff going on. We may go live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., but I'm going to Willie's place before that and then out at the event. And so a lot of stuff going on. Now people are still confused by this, and I don't understand why. Willie on air like 2 months ago said, yeah, let's have a free concert for the public. And then his schedule just wouldn't allow it up, you know, until the wintertime. And I didn't want to wait that long. So he said, well, look, just come to this event, the last thing at the backyard before they close it and move it. This venue out in the hill country by Austin. And so I said, okay, and he said, we'll stream it for free on the web for everybody. So that's it. It's we didn't do the big Alex Jones, Willie Nelson anti-war thing. We're doing that here with Ventura and Willie and myself, and it's streamed free on the web. Some people confuse the event with the ticket sales and stuff. This thing was sold out when we moved this to this event. This is just one of Willie Nelson's shows. It's just a historic one. He actually founded the backyard. So, good luck getting tickets. It's been sold out for weeks, but some are available out there at ridiculous prices. But hey, I'm paying to put it out for free at Infowars.com with the video streams at 9 o'clock in the evening on Sunday. Retransmission, an incredible 4-hour show, starts now on the internet, one place, Infowars.com. We'll be right back in 1 minute there. Thanks everybody out there.